So, guys, you ready to play 2v2 basketball?
Oh, yeah, dude!
I'm gonna win!
Guys, you know I can't play basketball today.
Why not, Cody? Wait, why are you dressed like a girl?
Because it's me and Ken's anniversary, and we're driving to Dallas, Texas to have dinner.
Why Dallas, Texas?
Because that's where Ken was born.
He wasn't born in Texas, he was made in China.
Well, yes, his parents bung in China, but he was born in Dallas.
Come on, Cody, we need you for 2v2 basketball. We can't just play with the three of us. I mean, I guess we could do a 2v1, since Penelope doesn't count as a real person. She's a girl and she sucks at basketball.
Hey, you know what? Caitlin Clark is a wonderful female basketball player.
Are you her?
No, but I could be.
No, you couldn't. Shut up.
Hey, Cody, you ready to go?
Oh, Jeffy, you want to play basketball with us?
I can't. I gotta drive Cody to Texas.
Yeah, Jeffy's driving us to Texas in his convertible, and we're gonna have the top down the whole way there.
Yeah, but he's paying me $20.
Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Oh, I hate that stupid Ken doll!
I can't stand Ken!
I know every time we have cool plans, Cody always chooses that doll over us, his real friends.
Yeah, I wish Ken would just die.
Yeah, I wish somebody would shoot Ken in the head while he's in that convertible.
Right? You guys, it's a doll. You can't kill it.
Well, you tell Cody that.
You're right. This is stupid. He's just a dumb doll. Let's go play 1v1 basketball, Joseph, and Penelope can be the ref.
She doesn't even know the rules, dude.
I know. You cannot kick the ball, okay? That's the rule. You can't kick it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's football.
Oh, come on.
You guys want to listen to any music?
Nah, just enjoying the breeze. I love having the top down and having our heads exposed to the wind.
Ken, no! Oh, God, no!
What happened?
They shot Ken's head off. That's what happened. See? They shot his head off.
What do we do?
Keep driving. We might be next.
Do you want me to put the top up?
No, the top down's cool as fuck. We look cool.
What's wrong, Cody?
Somebody blew Ken's head off. Well, actually, they shot his head off. I blew his head off.
Wait, so someone shot Ken in the head?
Yeah, we were just driving around in the back of the convertible with the top down, and then somebody shot him in the head, just like John F. Kennedy.
Who would do that?
I don't know. I just don't know anybody who would hate Ken. Wait a minute, you guys hate Ken.
Yeah, I hate Ken, but I didn't shoot him.
Yeah, I want to kill your doll, dude, because he's a doll, dude. He can't die.
Well, Joseph, you did say how you wish Ken would die.
Joseph.
And Junior, you specifically said how you wish someone would shoot Ken in the head in the back of the convertible.
Junior.
Okay, I say weird stuff all the time. If it happens, it's not my fault. The Simpsons predict stuff and they don't get in trouble.
And I don't even have a gun to kill you, stupid doll, dude.
Okay, well, where were you guys in the last 36 seconds?
Well, we were going to play basketball, but Joseph ran away for 36 seconds because he said he had to find basketball shoes.
I mean, I needed shoes to grip the ground, dude, so I could jump.
Very suspicious.
Well, what about you, Junior? You went to the bathroom for 36 seconds.
Why were you timing him in the bathroom?
Well, listen, I'm a nervous peer, so I stand in front of the toilet and I'm like, come on, little guy, you can do it.
Very suspicious. I don't think it's little at all. Whip it out. Let me see it.
It is little, I promise.
Okay, well, let me feel around down there and feel if it's little.
Wait a minute. If me and Joseph were gone, that means you were alone for 36 seconds, Penelope. What were you doing, flicking the bean?
No, Junior, I wasn't doing anything. And besides, I don't hate Ken like you guys.
Wait a minute, it couldn't have been Penelope. You said Ken was in a moving car when he got shot?
Yeah.
There's no way a girl could make that shot. Girls can't aim.
Yeah, they have horrible aim. They barely play video games.
You know what? Shut up, Junior. I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Very suspicious that you're running away now that we're accusing you.
Well, that's okay, because I don't think it was her. I think it was one of you guys.
Wasn't one of us, I promise.
What? Oh, no, Junior. What if that's the killer?
Well, why would he come back here?
Well, maybe he wants to finish me off. Or finish on me. That's sick, fuck! Come on, let's answer the door.
Hello?
Hello there! Okay, so listen, I was recording birds on my camera from my window when all of a sudden I caught on camera someone shooting your doll in the head from the back of the car!
You did?
You did?
I did!
Well, come on inside. Well, Joseph. It turns out somebody was recording the whole thing. So now we'll find out who really killed Ken.
Yeah, it's on my laptop.
Let's press play on this.
Come on, little birdies, get out of the tree. Tree, 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 tree. Oh, look, a car.
Oh, it's just so graphic. But what can we learn from this?
Well, we can learn that whoever killed Ken was definitely outside or either shooting him through a window. And I was in the bathroom, and bathrooms don't have windows, so you know it wasn't me.
Yeah, and Penelope was timing you in the bathroom, too.
So that means it had to have been Joseph, because he was trying to get shoes. And you know what room has shoes? Rooms with windows. The room with windows is the one that has shoes. And that means he shot Ken through a window.
So you're telling me I had enough time to find shoes, get a gun, kill Ken, and hide the gun, dude?
Wait a minute. Nobody ever said you hid the gun. That's it. I've heard enough. I'm calling the cops on Joseph.
Come on, dude.
Hey there. Somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. This man shot my boyfriend.
Wait, which one?
The one in the green shirt.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. The obvious suspect.
What? I didn't do that. No, I didn't kill Ken.
Well, does he still have the weapon on him?
No, he said he hid it.
No, I said I didn't have time to hide it.
See, he said he didn't have time, which means it might still be out in the open somewhere. And him even saying that means he did kill Ken.
Okay, so where is your boyfriend's body?
It's right here.
That just looks like a headless Ken doll.
He's not a doll, officer.
Okay, do you even have any proof that he shot your boyfriend?
Yes, we have this video. Press play, Junior.
Oh, I get it. You guys are doing like a JFK kind of thing.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, well, in that case, I guess I should arrest him, because I have a feeling something's going to happen on the way to the courthouse if this is a JFK kind of thing.
But I didn't kill Ken!
Yeah. Say it to the judge, Lee Joseph Oswald. Lee Harvey Joseph Wald. Joseph Harvey Wald.
Wow, kid. I should arrest you just for that. That was a stretch. That was a bigger stretch than my ex-wife's mouth at a buffet. You know, because she liked to eat a lot. She had to stretch her mouth open real wide like a snake. She was a fat bitch. Anyway, kid, come on, you're under arrest.
Yeah, sorry, Cody. I'm so sorry that Joseph shot Ken like that.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Timmy.
Cody! My sister just showed me the video of Ken getting shot!
I know, it's so sad. I just can't watch it anymore.
Who did it?
Well, apparently it was Joseph.
Yeah, it was Joseph.
Why would he do that?
Well, he's always hated Ken.
Yeah, he's hated Ken so much, he's always said he wanted to kill him.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go do something about this!
Well, what is there to do?
I have no idea what he could possibly do. Look, Cody! The news!
Wait a minute, that's my line. The news!
Breaking news, UK! Joseph, who shot Ken while he was riding in a convertible car, is being taken to court right now to be tried for his crimes. Let's go to the black and white footage now.
And here comes Joseph, the man who shot Ken.
He's been shot.
Joseph has been shot.
What? Timmy shot Joseph?
Why would Timmy do that? He's such an idiot. Now he's gonna go to jail.
Order. By another one of those. I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Timmy, who is being accused of shooting a boy named Joseph. Well, not really accused. He was on video, so there's proof. It's really a pretty open and shut case. He's obviously guilty. But just for my own amusement, and to add time to the video, I would like to hear your side of this. Timmy, why did you shoot Joseph in cold blood?
Well, Your Honor, Joseph deserved to die. He killed my boyfriend's boyfriend. Well, I guess my boyfriend too, kind of. Either way, Joseph deserved to die. He killed Ken.
Well, that's all I need to hear. Timmy, I find you guilty and sentence you to death. Yes, that's a good smack. Yes, actually, you know what? Because this broke, I think we should do another trial. It's not official unless I bang it with a real gavel.
Oh, I don't feel good. I feel sick.
Oh, no! Get this man to a hospital at once! Ooh, I like this. I'm like Voldemort, but with a nose. Die, Harry Potter. Avada Kedavra. Oh, no! I killed him. I didn't know I was a wizard.
I lost two boyfriends in one day.
And Joseph's dead.
Well, at least Ken's killer's been brought to justice.
Or has he?
I'm sorry, Jimmy?
Oh, you said, at least Ken's killer was brought to justice. And I said, or has he?
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have any proof that Joseph was the shooter.
But you said he did it.
Well, I mean, the video didn't show Joseph doing it. I just assumed Joseph might have done it.
Wait, Jimmy, do you know who did it?
I mean, I don't know who did it. I know I didn't do it. But if I did do it, how I would have done it is when Joseph left the basketball court, I said I had to go pee and I followed right behind him. And then when I got into the bathroom, I closed the door and then I went up through the air vent. And then I'd come out of the air vent in the playroom and then I would lift up the window and pull out a sniper rifle. And then as you were pulling up down the street, I aimed with my sniper rifle and I pulled the trigger and I shot Ken. And then I went back up through the air vent in the playroom and came out of the bathroom vent and act like nothing ever happened. That's what I would have done if I did it, but I didn't do it.
Junior.
Or did you, I?
What?
Nothing, what?
Did you do it or not?
I didn't do it! Or did I?
Stop saying that! Stop fucking around! Did you actually do it or not?
I don't know who did it! I don't know if it was me, I don't know who it was! But it wasn't me! Or was it?
Well, stop saying that!
Listen, there might have been a second shooter on the grassy knoll.
You don't have any grassy knolls, you live in a cul-de-sac!
I don't know, Cody. Not everything's as it seems.
What, you just told me everything that happened?
Ooh.
What, where'd you go? Junior! Junior, what the f***?
Order, 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 order! I am the Honorable Judge Anthony, and today we will be hearing the case of Judge Pooh Bear, who killed a child using dark magic. Judge Pooh Bear, how do you plead?
Well, Your Honor, all I can say is crucio!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Aw, dude, you want to play basketball?
No, Joseph, you have an unfair advantage at basketball because of the way you look.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean, dude?
Because you have a basketball on your shirt. Obviously, that means you're good at basketball.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
Well, you guys want to play football? We could play no tackle, you know, two-hand touch, but we can only grab each other's butts. Or we could play by Tom Brady's rules and kiss each other on the mouth.
Dude, it's too hot to play football outside.
Okay, well, we could play naked and still tackle.
How about we play baseball?
No, Junior.
Come on, you know no one likes baseball, dude.
So what are we gonna play?
We could play tennis. That sounds kinda like penis, and I like that.
No, we can't play tennis, Cody. We need four people. We only have three people, and it's hot outside.
Hey, guys! You wanna play hockey?
What the puck?
Puck yeah!
Yeah, let's puck and play some hockey!
Fuck yeah!
Well, I'm going to be better at hockey than you, Joseph.
No, wait. No, you're not, dude.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be better at you than hockey. Yeah, you might be good at basketball, but I'm way better than you at hockey.
Good at all sports. You should know this by now. Come on.
Okay, well, then we can't be on the same team, because I'm going to show you how better I am than you.
Well, I want Jeffy on my team.
Yay! I finally didn't get picked last.
Okay, Cody, you're on my team.
Okay, yeah. Let's play some hockey, buddy.
Are you going to be good?
No, I'm terrible at sports.
Oh, please don't suck.
Okay.
Okay, you two. I want a very dirty and unfair game, okay? I want there to be a lot of fighting. I want there to be more fighting than there is hockey. Got it?
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, Joseph.
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, dude.
Okay, your team's ready?
Cody, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jeffy, are you ready, dude?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first to four wins. Play hockey.
Oh, no, it's coming towards me. I blew it.
That's what I'm talking about, bro! That's what I'm talking about! Where's the defense? Where's the defense? You trash! Get off my ice, bitch! Cody, what was that?
I'm sorry, Junior. It just came at me so fast. I didn't want it to knock my teeth out.
You can't knock your teeth out. You're wearing a face mask, Cody.
Well, look, I'm good at things coming on me, but not coming at me.
Do not let another puck score all night, okay?
Okay.
My puck, bitch! Suck this, Cody!
Block it, Cody!
Okay. Ow!
Where you at, Cody? Where you at? Let us know, let us know, let us know, home!
Joseph, why are you so good at hockey?
Cody, what was that?
Junior, Joseph's cracked, dude. I think we should just forfeit.
No, we're only down two. We can come back.
What, do you know how hard it is to score points in hockey?
Look, we're gonna come back. Just block every puck.
Where you going, Paul? Oh, dude.
Chuck it, Junior.
But that's not fair. You're on the side of the whole goal.
Way to go, Jeffy. Nice save. Nice save.
Thanks, Joseph.
Joseph, this isn't fair. His body's the size of the goal.
I don't care. You chose your teammate. Now let's play all.
Oh, Junior, your name must be Alice. I'm about to take your ass to Wonderland. Oh, man, I got to charge up for this one. Kame. Kame.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
My last name's Gretzky. Joseph Gretzky. Don't forget it, punk.
Cody, why didn't you block it?
Junior, it was going so fast. It was like the speed of light. That was impossible.
Come on, Cody. You're the goalie. Your job is to block it.
I couldn't do that, Junior.
All right, Cody. We're down 3-0. We're never going to come back.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling you this.
There's only one way we can come back, and that's I need you to go distract Jeffy so the goal is at least a little bit open, and then I can shoot a few shots in it. Maybe we can come back.
But then our goal's going to be open.
It's already wide open all the time because you're not doing anything, Cody.
Okay, fine. I'll distract Jeffy.
Come on. Oh, man, how am I going to get around Joseph?
Oh, there's no way you're going to score on me, punk.
Joseph, look at the crowd. A family wanting to adopt a black kid.
Oh, where?
Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Being a goalie. My job's easy as shit. All I gotta do is lay here.
Oh, well, there's snow cones over there.
Snow cones? Really?
Yeah, follow me.
Oh, damn it! Cody, you didn't get him in his helmet!
No way, dude. You can't kick the puck in. That's a penalty.
No, that's a point because your guy left his helmet and that's a penalty.
You know what? We're going to give it to you. We'll give it to you. 3-1. You're not coming back.
Oh, we're going to come back.
Hey, what can I get you?
Can I get a snow cone? He said there's snow cones here.
No. This is Hot Spot Barbecue. We don't do anything cold.
You lied to me!
Jeffy, dude, what happened?
Cody told me there were snow cones.
I thought there were snow cones.
So you're trying to distract my goalie, huh?
Yeah.
Do it one more time. I'm gonna beat your ass, I promise.
All right, Cody, we got a point.
What, we did?
Yeah, we're only down by two, so this is what I need you to do. I need you to go beat up Jeffy and knock him out, and then I'll knock out Joseph, and then we can get another point, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, fighting's okay. You're allowed to fight in hockey, so go do it.
Not cool, bro. Lying about a family that wanted me, got my hopes up and shit.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Joseph, but wait, they let butterflies in here?
Ooh, butterflies!
How am I gonna do this? Okay, this isn't working. Hey, Jeffy?
Oh.
Yeah, we got a goal!
Yeah!
Aw, dang it!
Jeffy, what are you doing, bro? You let him score!
He distracted me!
Oh, look, I'm gonna be the goalie, okay? You go out there and just beat him up. All you gotta do is beat him up, they're gonna fold!
Okay!
Oh my god, Cody, we're only down by one point. If we get the puck back, we can tie it, so make sure you block every shot.
But Junior, I suck. I suck wieners. Wieners, Junior, wieners!
Alright, listen, how about I be the goalie and you go try to stop Jeffy?
Junior, do you not understand that I suck wieners?
Listen, look, I'm gonna be the goalie. Just try to get the puck back and we both can try to score, okay?
Okay. hey, you give me that puck.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeffy! That's what I'm talking about! Put his ass on the ground!
Oh, Jesus Christ, I have to stop him. Come on, Junior, you can stop him!
Yay! That's game! Jeffy and the kid in the green wins.
Woo! We win! You suck! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Good game, bro. For people who suck...
We don't suck, you guys cheated!
How did we cheat?
Because you beat us up!
No, we play like real men!
You know, Junior, we tried to cheat too.
But you guys suck so bad, we beat you if we played again because you suck so much
bad. Bring it up!
I'm in so much pain.
My face hurts so bad.
Sorry we lost, Junior, but we were making one hell of a comeback.
Oh, Cody, broken bones are temporary. That loss is gonna last forever.
Yeah, I know, but we still need 3 more minutes, Junior. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. How are we gonna milk time?
I feel a song coming on. I'm bad at hockey. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in so much fucking pain. At least I didn't injure my brain. No, I didn't, because I'm bad at hockey. Kazoo solo. Okay, I need you to put a kazoo in my mouth.
Let me look for one.
That's okay. Yeah. You're out.
Hold on.
It's backwards. It'll still work. It's just not as... Junior, this is a shit show.
Open your mouth.
I'm trying. My jaw's wired shut.
You know what? This isn't gonna work.
You're right. Oh, no, Junior. I just remembered the school dances tonight, and I promised to take Jenny Wobbledees and help her stand.
What? The school dance is tonight?
Yeah.
What's Jenny Wobbledees gonna do? You can't take her to the dance like this.
I don't know, Junior.
Wow. Hey, Cody. Are you ready to take me to the dance tonight?
Why is she walking like that, Cody?
Junior, you know she has legs like a newborn baby deer. Sorry, Jenny Wobbledees. I can't take you to the dance. I got injured playing hockey.
Well, who's gonna hold me up at the dance tonight so I don't fall over?
I guess you're just gonna have to get crutches or a cane.
Oh, okay. Woo!
I feel so bad.
It looks like she's always dancing, though.
What time we at, Junior?
I think we need, like, another minute.
Oh, no, Junior. We forgot to sell all of this tuna fish for Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, yeah, Tuna Fish Terry. We're supposed to go door-to-door and sell all of his tuna fish.
Yeah, for his campaign for mayor.
Yeah, oh, he's gonna be so mad because we forgot to sell it because we were too busy trying to play hockey.
Oh, Tuna Fish Terry's gonna be so mad.
Hey, you boys, have my tuna fish yet?
Oh, no, sorry, Tuna Fish Terry. We didn't sell all your tuna.
Where you first tell my toothpick. What you doing all day not doing my toothpick?
I'm sorry. We decided to play hockey instead and we got injured.
You playing that damn hockey sport? I told you to tell my toothpick I'd run mayor.
I'm so sorry. I guess you're not going to be mayor, Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, damn it. You don't tell me you ain't tell my toothpick.
We tried selling it.
Now I'll take my goddamn toothpick. You supposed to tell my toothpick. Not stuck with all these toothpicks I can't eat on this.
Wait, Joseph hasn't bragged about winning yet.
This would be a good time for that.
What's that, losers? How's the injuries? And how does it feel to lose to a god?
We're in so much pain.
Yeah, but what hurts worse is I was supposed to take Jenny Wobble Knees to the school dance, and we didn't sell all that tuna fish for Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. How could I forget?
And now Tuna Fish Terry's not going to win school mayor.
But dude, the Prince of Dubai was supposed to come by and buy the tuna fish.
I'm right here to buy the tuna fish.
Ah, damn it. If only Tuna Fish Terry had come a few minutes later.
Oh, man. What are we going to do?
I was promised tuna fish up to my ears and I no see tuna fish. My camels only eat the tuna fish.
Oh, I'm sorry, Prince of Dubai. We don't have your tuna. Tuna Fish Terry already took it.
And we don't have the number for Tuna Fish Terry.
Damn it. You are always doing this to me.
Oh, now we pissed off the Prince of Dubai. We made his camel starve.
No.
Jenny Wobble Knees is falling at the dance. And Tuna Fish Terry's not winning mayor.
I would give it to you one more time, you dirty tuna fish.
What the Prince of Dubai was just here, damn it?
You missed the Prince of Dubai. He was just here.
You're bringing at me. I don't know if we've got any tuna fish. Ain't nobody going to get any tuna fish.
Hey, Dad, me and my friends are going to go swimming.
Oh, no, you're not, Jeffy. You're grounded.
What? Why?
You know you're supposed to ask permission before you invite friends over to the house. Well, actually, this is my house, too, and Cody was already over here. Well, you know you're supposed to ask permission before you go swimming.
I'm 19 years old.
Well, this is my house, and I make the rules, so you have to listen to me. Well, actually, this is my dad's house, too. Well, I share the rules with his dad, but you have to listen to my rules. So listen to mine, and mine is that you can't go swimming right now.
Marvin, come on. It's summer vacation.
Well, he's in summer school. He's dumb. He needs to be punished by not doing fun stuff.
Marvin, everyone deserves a break.
Not Jeffy. Jeffy, go practice your alphabet in the room.
Alphabet? He's 19.
I know my alphabet, Dad.
What about the Korean alphabet?
What the f*** do I need to know that?
Maybe because one day we might need to go there to learn it.
Joe, can I go swimming or not?
No!
This house is a f***ing prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy. This sucks camel.
You're not allowed to watch TV anymore because you learn bad words.
Yeah. Oh, I hate my dad. He won't let me go swimming.
It's okay, Jeffy. Me and Cody already got dressed.
Yeah, we don't need to go swimming.
I just wish that the worst thing ever would happen to my dad.
Like he broke his back?
Yeah.
Well, just don't step on a crack.
Why?
Well, because if you step on a crack, you break your mama's back.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's just the saying.
He doesn't want to hurt his mom. He wants to hurt his dad.
Well, that's why I said don't do that.
So what do you step on to break your dad's back?
Well, if you stepped on his back, that would break his back.
Well, I don't want him to know that it was me.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if you put an Uno reverse card on the crack and then you stepped on it?
But wouldn't that just break Jeffy's back?
Oh, no. It would break his dad's back. Because, see, look, the Uno reverse card, it does the opposite of what it's supposed to do. It reverses it. So the opposite of mom is dad.
Oh, that makes sense. I've decided that makes sense. In this context, that makes sense.
Alright, then we should do it!
Does anyone have an Uno reverse card?
Right here.
Wait, why do you have one, Cody?
Well, I was getting a prostate exam, and then before the doctor did it, I threw that down and said, "Give me that butt!" And then he did. He gave me his butt.
Oh. Well, yeah, those things are powerful. All right, let's go put on a crack.
Marvin, I think that was very rude. You wouldn't let Jeffy go swimming with his friends.
Well, he needs to learn how to ask for permission.
Marvin, go on ground him.
No, he's staying grounded.
Okay, fine, Marvin. Then we're not going to do anything for a whole month.
What do you mean not do anything?
You know what I mean. Marvin, cut it out. Marvin, stop it. You're being overdramatic. Marvin, stop. Okay, fine. We'll do stuff.
Okay, good.
Ooh, guys, there's a good crack right here.
Oh, I'm gonna step on it.
Wait, hold on. You don't want to break your mama's back. I have to put the Uno reverse card on it first. There you go. Now you can step on it.
Oh, step on it? I'm gonna stomp on it.
Marvin, knock it off. I told you we could do stuff.
My back, it hurts.
Marvin, what's going on?
I think that's enough.
Marvin, stop. We can do whatever you want, okay? Any position.
Your shoe came off.
I know.
All right, let's go check on your dad.
All right, hopefully he's dead.
Oh, call a doctor!
Okay!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor.
What's wrong, doctor?
Well, some kid stuck his finger in my ass. He had an Uno reverse card. It was a whole thing. What's wrong with him?
Oh, well, you see, I threatened Marvin with not doing anything with him for a whole month, and he started writhing around like this.
Wait, what do you mean not doing anything with him?
You know, anything.
Oh, well, you can't take water away from a fish. Fish need water.
Well, I took it back, but he's still throwing a fit.
Well, maybe he wants butt stuff.
That's fine. Marvin, just cut it out.
Wait, that actually works? Hold on, I gotta go try that with my wife. Hey, Karen, can we do butt stuff?
Ew, Boynie, no!
Ooh, ee, ooh.
Boynie, what are you doing?
Ooh, I'm in so much pain.
Boynie, what is this?
Oh, ow,
little butt stuff and eat it.
What? Ooh. No, Boynie, cut it out.
So it's not gonna work?
No, Boynie.
Okay. It didn't work.
Marvin, you better get up and get that butt. My back.
Wait, your back?
My back hurts.
Well, did he do anything to hurt his back?
No, we were just sitting here.
Well, you didn't get on top of him, did you?
No, we were just sitting here on the couch.
Huh. It seems like a pretty comfy couch. I don't see what could have... Ooh, a little too damn comfy. Maybe we need to test this out.
Doctor!
Oh, hold on. I'm just thinking. I think maybe I just need to lay here with my eyes closed. Well, I think on my left side. Yeah. That's nice.
Doctor!
How long was I asleep? I mean, thinking.
Well, what about Marvin?
Oh, yeah, his back. Well, I mean, I guess I could take an edible and lay back down.
What?
I mean, take an x-ray of his back. I'll go get an x-ray. Hey there. I totally did not just take an edible out in my car, and I have Marvin's x-ray.
What is that?
It's an X on a stingray. An x-ray. This thing killed Steve Irwin. Fuck you, stingray.
Wait, what does that have to do with Marvin's back?
Nothing. It's a joke.
Okay, well, did you get an x-ray of his back?
Well, I got an x-ray. Yeah, here you go.
What is that?
It's a fractured spine.
Wait, Marvin broke his back?
Uh-huh.
Well, how did he do that sitting on the couch?
Well, you see, when they were making Alvin and the Chipmunks of the Squeakquel, Napoleon Bonaparte's great-great-nephew Kevin Bonaparte actually visited the set on 2 non-consecutive days because he was such a big fan of the first movie.
What?
I have no fucking idea. Look it up.
Well, what are we gonna do about Marvin?
Oh, yeah. Hey, your back's broken, buddy.
What are we going to do for the pain? It hurts so bad.
Well, I got 2 options for you. I can either give you this shot that will instantly fix your back and take away all the pain, or I can give you this pill that will add 1 inch to the length of your wiener. But you can't do both. You got to pick one.
Oh, my back.
It's okay, Marvin. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, man. I don't blame you. I would have picked the same thing. Anyway, I'm going to go drive.
Wait. Is there anything Marvin shouldn't do?
Yeah, meth.
No, is there anything Marvin should avoid doing?
Well, I mean, obviously meth, but other than that, I also wouldn't pick up strangers in the road, because they might offer you meth.
No, I mean, is there anything Marvin shouldn't do so he doesn't hurt his back worse?
Oh, yeah, tons of things. I mean, you know, don't go skydiving without a parachute, don't walk on the train tracks with headphones on. I mean, if we list them all, I'm going to be here all day.
Just go.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, baby. I don't understand how I broke my back just sitting on the couch.
Well, maybe you messed up your back flopping around when you were throwing a fit.
Oh, yeah, I was moving around a lot.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, my back.
What's wrong with you?
I broke my back, Jeffy.
Hey, how'd you do that?
I was just sitting here and it randomly broke.
Oh, sounds like you deserved it.
Jeffy!
For being a shithead.
Jeffy!
Well, you wouldn't let me go swimming.
Jeffy, you're talking like you're the reason that this happened.
Marvin, that's impossible. Jeffy wasn't even in the room when it happened. It was just you and me sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I was outside stepping on all the cracks.
Jeffy, that doesn't make sense. It's step on a crack and break your mother's back, and my back is fine.
Well, I have cheat codes.
Jeffy, since I broke my back, you're going to have to do a lot more work around the house. Like I'm talking, you're going to have to do the dishes. You're going to have to take out the trash. You're going to have to scrub the floors. You're going to have to scrub the bathrooms. You're going to have to deep clean.
Fuck all of that. He's high as shit if he thinks I'm going to do any of those chores. I got to figure out a way to get my daddy back not to be broken anymore.
You're also going to have to trim the hedges, and you're also going to have to go and mow the lawn.
All right, Daddy. Well, I'm going to get started on all that. You just sit right there and relax.
Okay. Draw 4, Junior.
I'm not drawing 4.
You have to.
No, I don't feel like holding 4 more cards.
Those are the rules. You have to draw 4.
No, I'm skipping.
Do you have a skip card?
No.
Well, okay, Junior, if you're not going to play the game, I'm quitting.
Hey, guys, my daddy's back really is broken.
Well, that's what you wanted. Why are you sad?
Well, because now that my daddy's back is broken, he's making me do more chores around the house.
Yeah, people with broken backs are a burden to society. They always whine and want you to do stuff for them.
And you got what you wanted. Your dad's back's broken.
Well, is there any way that we can reverse it and take his pain away?
No, we already used a reverse card today.
Wait, Junior, I just realized, why did it break his adoptive dad's back? Shouldn't it have been his real dad's back?
Well, see, that's his stepdad, and he stepped on a crack, so he broke his stepdad's back.
Well, no, that's not his stepdad, that's his adoptive father. He legally adopted him, that's his dad.
Well, maybe the card goes by the law, it doesn't go off your biological dad.
Junior, did you just try to say biological?
That's what I said.
No, you said biographical. That's not a word.
You knew what I was trying to say, so why are you bringing that up and doing that? You're embarrassing me.
I feel like you gave up saying it at the end because you knew I was going to say it right and you just wanted to say it.
Well, we all know what I was trying to say, so why are you making a big deal? Now it's really embarrassing.
Well, I was just trying to make sure you knew the right word.
Listen, it did the right dad. What's the fucking problem?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Jeffy. What was your question?
Well, is there a way that we can reverse my daddy's pain? Do I don't have to do chores all over the house?
Well, we can't reverse it, but...
Oh, a skip card.
Yeah, I have a skip card. You can just skip the pain, you know.
Okay, well, I guess I'll try that.
Yeah, go put it on his back. It'll skip the pain.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you did that in front of him.
What?
That was embarrassing. Why would you... Who does that?
You said the wrong...
I know I said the wrong word. I don't even think I already knew that. I don't know what I was saying.
Okay.
I know it's a big word, and you're just going to embarrass me in front of him like that, because now he's going to think I don't know what words that I'm saying.
He's not going to think that.
No. God.
Ugh, ow, hey there.
What happened to you?
Well, I was driving high as fuck, and I saw Winnie the Pooh in the road, so I swerved not to hit him, and then I crashed into a tree, and I think I messed my neck up pretty bad. Luckily, I'm a doctor, so I already had a neck brace.
Oh, well, it looks like we're both going to be recovering from major injuries.
I just wish I had a way to skip all this pain.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, I got a way to fix your back so you won't be in pain anymore.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up, Jeffy. You're just lying.
No, Daddy, look, it's an Uno skip card.
That's just a card from a stupid card game. It's not going to do anything for my back.
Yes, it will. Look, give me that.
What do you mean?
Well, look, if you put that card on your injury, it'll skip the healing process and all the pain, and it'll be all better.
Well, give me that. Give me that card.
Give me that card.
I
want the card. Marvin, I have a lot of jobs. I need to be able to work. I need to get that card.
Well, I want my back pain fixed.
Marvin, you just sit on your ass all day. This injury is perfect for you. I need the card.
No, I need it. Give me it, Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin, I'll make you a deal. Look, if you let me have that skip card, I'll give you this draw four wild card. It'll add 4 inches to your wiener, and you can make it whatever color you want, but it will also make the pain you're feeling 4 times worse.
Oh my God, the pain! It's 4 times worse!
Oh, Marvin, I promise it'll be worth it! I just don't know why you picked the color green. Marvin, this is so nice having everyone over for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I really like this, you know. Hanging out with the white folks. Man, Martin Luther King would really be proud of us right now. This was his dream. Until Lee Harvey Oswald shot him down. Damn, I hate white folks.
That's the wrong shooter. Marvin, I can't believe you still have your Christmas tree up. Christmas was a week ago. Take it down, lazy.
Boyne, the 12 days of Christmas starts on Christmas Day.
No, they don't, Karen. The 12 days of Christmas starts 12 days before Christmas. It's not the 12 days of New Year's Eve.
Leave him alone, Boyne.
Who wants some really nice, expensive champagne.
Oh, wow, Marvin, you got the fancy champagne.
Oh, you rich. That's that gold bottle.
Ooh, Cartier. Boyne, they make expensive jewelry.
I found the champagne online for like $60. You can all calm down.
Boyne, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
I can't wait for the ball to drop. That's my favorite part.
Marvin, are you going to kiss me at midnight?
Of course I am, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to turn down them lips at midnight. Then I'm going to kiss your face.
Ooh. Boyne, are you going to give me midnight smooches?
Yeah, a quick one.
Yay!
Alright, guys, here's your New Year's snacks.
Give me the cookies. I want the cookies.
Boynie, no sweets. You're pre-diabetic.
Oh, you're such a bitch.
But, Boynie, you're a doctor. You did your own blood work and your cholesterol was high.
I know, and if I want to die early, I can die early.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, do you have a girl you can kiss at midnight?
What do you mean?
You have to kiss someone at midnight for good luck.
It's true.
So, do you have a girl to kiss?
Do I have a girl to kiss? Silly ass, stupid ass, goofy ass, fuck ass boy. Of course I have a girl to kiss. What? She's dumb, man. I got like holes in different area codes, like Ludacris said. 7 to be exact. 10s, 9s, couple 4s and 5s, even a 2. But that's when I'm down bad, you know, horrendous, stuff like that.
So why don't you just bring all 7 to kiss you at midnight?
Why can't you do that? You really trying to set me up. Be treacherous. I know how you moving, Marvin, but you sad. I can't do that. They already arguing over who get pee-pee on Monday, who get pee-pee on Saturday. Yeah, we can't do that,
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you just can bring one, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I got one. I got two, plenty of them. I'm going to bring one and tongue it down right in front of y'all ugly ass.
Guys, I don't think he has a girlfriend.
What, bitch? Fuck you mean? Hey, somebody better get their bitch, bro. For real. If I slap her ass, but you lucky I ain't got no damn sister. Come beat your ass, girl.
No, please do.
Boyney!
All right, everyone, just calm down. Look, just go get a girl so we can all share this bottle of champagne.
Share a bottle of champagne? You look like pee-pee a broke boy. Like I ain't never had a bottle before. I pop bottles every damn night. Silly ass, goofy ass, dumb ass boy. What's wrong with you?
Okay, listen. Just go get your girlfriend, okay?
I'm going to bring my girlfriend. Don't be mad when that ass tooted up.
Guys, do you think he has a girlfriend?
No, absolutely not.
He might.
Damn it! Why you keep doing this to yourself, Pee-Pee? You know you don't have any holes or a girlfriend, and you're lonely as hell. God! Why you keep lying? Oh, man. You can't tell them the truth, though. Especially after that performance, they'll never let you live it down. Oh, I got an hour. I got an hour to get a girlfriend. It's possible. I can get them by midnight. How am I going to do it, though? Oh, I know. I can pull out a yearbook from when I was in high school. You know, Pee-Pee got no holes. Especially back then. I couldn't be stopped. Fuck you, me. Oh, let me go and find it. Let's crack open this yearbook and call one of these holes. Oh,
is that me with my fly ass? Ooh, I had the afro and everything. Damn, I wish I still had that fro. The hoes loved it. Oh, let's get to the hoes page. They flooded it with numbers. Who's first? Who's first? Ooh, it was a nice ride. Yeehaw. Ooh, call me Charlene. Charlene, I know your ass gotta be down here, your sexy ass. Well, ooh, Charlene, goddamn. Somebody must have hit you with a frying pan because you butt ugly. I need Brittany in my life. Where you at, baby? Ooh, Brittany. Oh, thanks for letting me copy your homework. But you didn't leave a number? Come on, what the hell, Brittany? Why are you teasing? All right, who else we got? I love your hair, Chloe. All right, where you at, Chloe? Since you love my hair? Come on. You look like a man, baby. We can't do that. What we got? Nice mustache? But you didn't leave a number? Well, where's the numbers? God damn, I'm gonna call y'all. All right, I guess it's just between Charlene and Chloe. And I'm not calling Charlene ugly ass. Chloe, I guess it's you. Let me see. All right, Chloe, you better pick up. I know you ain't busy.
Hello?
Hey, sir. I'm trying to speak to Chloe. Can you handle the phone, please?
This is Chloe.
Damn, girl, what happened to your voice? You sick or something? You just got out of bed?
I'm transitioning from a ballerina to a male ballerina.
Okay. I can rock with that. You still look like a girl, though?
I have the penis now.
Oh, I'm stuck with Charlene. I can't do it with an ugly ass. Oh, no. Oh, I still got hoes, though. Of course, BB got them hoes. I just gotta look on Facebook to get their numbers. What are they? Mackenzie? Dead. Oh, Susan? Pregnant. Leticia? Oh, she's in jail. Brittany? OnlyFans? Black? Damn! I'm stuck with Charlene.
All right, Charlene, please answer, please.
Hello?
What's up, baby? You know what the fuck going on? What's good with your sex bag, huh?
Who's this?
You like to play jokes and shit like you don't know what's going on. You're crazy to yourself. What's good, girl?
No.
What? It's Pee-Pee, girl. You know what's up? You know Pee-Pee?
No.
Pee-Pee from high school got pants in the cafeteria in front of everybody. They start calling me Pee-Pee afterwards.
Oh, it's you!
Yeah! You know what the fuck going on, girl? What's good with your sex ass, silly? What's going on?
How you doing, Mayor Papers?
You know me, just chilling in my mansion, enjoying my millions and shit. Tight shit, you feel me? Petting my Jaguar. Saw your ass in the yearbook and I was like, damn, her ass still looking fine, I bet. Let me call her up, see what's up, you know? She's probably wifey material, main squeeze type shit. I bet she know how to cook and clean and everything. She know how to really treat a nigga. So what's up? What's good, girl?
So you're telling me you're trying to take my sister Charlene on a date?
Let me guess. This is your brother, Trailer Park Danny.
Hell right. And if you want to turn with Charlene, you better wait in line. You know how long my cousin Philip has been waiting to tap that? 12 hours since the last time.
Well, tell cousin Philip he's going to have to keep waiting. I got $20. I'm desperate.
I'll send her right over.
Woo-hoo! All right, Charlene. Oh, your ugly ass is mine. Oh, man, I can't wait for Charlene. She's almost here. There she is right now! Hello?
Woo! Hi there, Papers!
Damn, you startled me with those crooked-ass teeth. Oh, how you been, though, girl?
Good! How are you?
Good, living my multi-million-dollar lifestyle, you feel me? Let me show you how the upper half live. All right, Charlene, welcome to my humble abode.
Whoa! You got a nice house.
Yeah, you know how I live, baby. A millionaire status type shit, looking for my main bitch.
You really think I'm pretty?
Yeah, pretty as hell. I bet you give the toothiest head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right, Charlene, so tell me, you went to college, baby? I know you still got the same outfit on from high school. Ugh, man, that's gross. But I'm going to let it slide, though. That just means you kept your figure, you feel me? So tell me, you went to college, baby?
Oh, man, nobody in my family's been to college.
That's perfect. Everybody needs a dumb asshole. tight shit. So tell me, what's your body count, baby?
Oh, I got 3 brothers and 7 cousins.
Okay. Wait. Why the hell are you digging your teeth?
My tooth itches.
All right, just wiping on my couch. That's fine. No one sits there. Why are you itching your titty?
Because they itch.
Okay, what? You got mumps or measles or something?
I got fleas.
Fleas.
Fleas? How'd you get fleas?
I got horses, duh.
But you don't take a bath or anything?
I take a bath once a week on a good week. The shower's outside. My brother's hogging unless I go in there with him. You know, you wash my back, I wash yours.
Ugh, that's gross. At least you try, though. But look, baby, look, I just need to kiss your ass real hard tonight at midnight.
Really?
Yeah, tongue you down, all that sight type of stuff.
You can kiss me, but you gotta be careful for this tooth because it's loose. You might swallow it, but don't worry, that's good luck.
That's gross. Perfect, just fucking perfect. That's what I needed in my life, just to swallow a tooth. But look, baby, yeah, you're so damn beautiful. I need to put a bag on your head because, man, I don't want nobody to steal you from me. You're just so damn perfect, baby.
You think I'm that pretty?
Purdy as hell. So let me go and get a bag to put on your face.
Rose, get out of the bathroom. The ball's gonna drop in a minute.
Hey, Lames, here go my main bit, my main squeeze, the baddest one. Yeah, what you got to say now, huh? Oh, I hear nothing but crickets, because you're nothing but a lame-ass, goof-ass, dumb-ass, fuck-ass boy.
So why does she have a bag on her head?
What do you mean, why she got a bag on her head? You think I'm gonna let you see my beautiful-ass girl? Nah, she from Dubai. She accustomed to this lifestyle. This is how they live over there. You know what I'm saying? She a 20 out of 10. Model status. You think I'm gonna let you see her? You'll drop your wife instantly.
Please let me see her.
Oh, nah, see? You begging already. I can't let you do that. You a lame. Stay in your own lane, boy.
This is a party.
Yeah, talk your language, sexy ass. Yeah, she's speaking that Arabian stuff.
Wait, so what's her name?
Champagne, yeah, because I'm going to pop her ass tonight after this ball drop, you feel me? Yeah.
What's she itching? She's like itching something.
My 2 inches.
Oh, she said she want my 2 inches. She want me to go deep in it.
Yeah. No, my 2 inches.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
Let's get out of here.
Oh, dear God, Karen, shield your eyes.
Why is she so ugly?
Oh, that's my 2 out of 10. Look. I'm just building up ugly bitches' characters. All 2024. That's my New Year's resolution. Don't judge. Look, I'm building up these ugly hoes. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, no, the ball's dropping right now.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
What? You gotta please...
I hate school. PJ Crenshaw, Jimmy James Crenshaw, Parent Jimmy's Crenshaw.
What's wrong, dude?
Yeah, what's wrong, PJ?
My girls left me.
They left you? Why?
They found somebody cooler.
No one's cooler than PJ.
Yeah, no one's cooler than the Jam Jam.
Bully is.
Bully?
You're so cool, Bully.
Why would they leave you for a bully?
Well, because he stole chips from a gas station.
Did he get away with it?
Yeah, he boofed him.
Boofed him?
Yeah, he shoved him up his ass and walked out of the store.
Well, why don't you just do that?
My sphincter's too tight.
Whoa.
Oh, Bully, you are so cool and your chips are so stinky.
Yeah, they were in my ass.
You're like the coolest kid I've ever seen. I bet you could fit 2 bags of chips in there.
Hey, maybe.
Hey, Bully.
Oh, hey, dork. No, you can't have any of my flaming hot ass Cheetos.
Did you really steal those?
Yeah, I have them, don't I? I boofed them.
Well, what made you boof him?
Well, the gas station worker was coming up on me fast, so I had to think quick, so I shoved him up my ass.
See, his butthole is muy stretchy.
Yeah, I'm a boof bandit now.
Well, is there any way that I could possibly ever be a boof bandit?
You! Sorry, kid. Come back in a few years when you can fit chips in your ass.
Oh, man, guys. Bully's so cool.
Yeah, he is.
Junior, that's not cool. He stole a bag of chips and then put it in his ass.
Yeah, that's really cool.
No, it's not, Junior.
Guys, can we agree that's really cool?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So I want to be as cool as him. So, guys, I think we should try to be boof bandits.
Hell yeah, Junior. That's what I'm talking about. I can fit at least 2 bags up there. Maybe even 3. Maybe even a whole Pringles can.
Yeah, Joseph, you want to do it?
No, dude. I'm not sticking anything on my ass. Or stealing.
You don't want to steal?
What's that supposed to mean, dude?
I'm just saying, like, me and Cody are going to do it. You don't want to do it? You don't want to tag along?
No, not if it includes my ass, dude.
All right, Cody. Me and you can be boof bandits.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let me go ask Bully if there's any way we can be a boof bandit.
Okay.
So there I was, a bag of flaming hot Cheetos up my ass.
Oh, see puppy, see puppy.
And every time I took a step, it went...
Oh, my God!
Hey, Bully.
What do you want, nerd?
Me and Cody really want to be boof bandits.
Yeah, right. Get out of my face. I'm talking to my ladies. So where was I? I'll just start over. So there I was, a bag of flaming hot Cheetos up my ass.
No, seriously, Bully, we really think we can do it. Like, give me that bag of chips right now and I'll shut my ass.
No, no, hold on. But I like your dedication. Tell you what, you two meet me at the Circle K gas station tonight, and we'll see how many chips you can fit up that ass.
Thank you so much, Bully, thank you so much. Oh my God, Tony, guess what? He said we can be both bandits. We just have to meet him at the gas station tonight.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna start doing squats.
So you two think you have what it takes to be Boofer Bandits, huh? Well, it's proven time. You have to go in there and steal a bag of chips by shoving them up your ass. And if you get caught, it just means you didn't shove them far enough up your ass.
Sí, Bully shoved mucho up his ass.
Damn right I did. Oh, come on, Junior, I'm excited.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
Okay, Cody, let's do this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a piece of cake.
Hello, kids. Thank you for coming to the gas station. I just wanted to let you know that you're under video surveillance.
Shit.
Let's leave.
No, Junior, we can do this. Don't be such a puss.
I don't want to get caught.
We're not gonna get caught. We're gonna be boofers. Now, come on. Wow, I really love gas stations. There's just so much stuff to choose from. Man, it's gonna take me a long time to find what I want.
Yeah, there's just so many yummy things like cupcakes.
And carrot cake, yummy.
Oh, look, Cody, the chips you were wanting to buy with money and definitely not steal.
Look, oh, you're being weird.
You're being weird.
Don't beat your ass with these chipmunks, pussy.
What? Look at us, look at us.
Be cool, be cool, be cool. Don't mind us, just two friends palling around.
Yeah, best buds.
Such good friends.
Yeah. Oh, you calm down. You calm down.
Okay, well, look at the chips.
Yes. Oh, so many chips. But it doesn't look like they have the flavor I want. I guess I'll just have to leave without taking anything.
But Cody, we are going to take something.
I know, Junior. I'm just saying that so he doesn't think it's weird when I walk out of here not carrying anything.
Oh, okay. I love the Fritos, but not the. They don't have the kind I want, so I'm not going to be buying them.
Yeah, too bad.
I'm going to take these Fritos.
Okay, I'm going to get them out of here, Cheetos. All right, Junior, start boofing.
Okay. How do I start?
Just put it up your ass. Ooh, ooh. Scram it up there.
Hey, what are you kids doing over there?
Nothing. You don't have the chips that we want, so we're going to go somewhere else.
Cody, pull them out.
I'm trying.
Pull them out. He's looking at us.
Shit, Junior, they're stuck.
Wait, what?
The jalapeno Cheetos are stuck in my ass.
Wait, what?
They're stuck in my ass. The jalapeno Cheetos are up in my ass. I can't get them out. Junior, the bag pop. I got jalapeno Cheetos stuck in my asshole.
Wait, Cody.
It burns so bad, Junior.
He's looking at us.
Ooh, help me pull him out.
I'm trying.
Ooh, oh, God. Ooh.
Oh, they're really stuck in there.
Yeah, it's really far up there.
But what do we do?
You're going to have to distract him. I got to walk out of here.
What, distract him?
Yeah, just think of something.
Okay.
Hey there, excuse me, Mr. Gas Station Man.
Are you going to buy something, or are you going to keep screwing around with your friend?
I was going to ask you about something that I want to find in the store.
Okay.
There's this drink. It's a green drink that I'm looking for. It's Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah, we have it. It's in the drink section.
Oh, the drink section?
They fell out. Give me the jalapeno Cheetos fell out of my ass.
Well, can you show me where the drink section is?
Sure, it's right this way.
Yeah.
Cody, pick them up.
Okay.
All right, the Mountain Dew's right there.
Oh, there's the Mountain Dew. Thank you so much, mister.
All right, wait, hold on. Where did your friend go?
Oh, he left. You didn't have the chips he wanted, so he's going to go check a different gas station.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go, too.
Well, hold on. You said you wanted the Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do want a Mountain Dew, but I want the Code Red Mountain Dew. That's green. I wanted the red one.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll see you later. I don't want anything.
Behold, jalapeno Cheetos. Well, that boofing son of a bitch actually did it.
Oh, my God, Cody, you are so cool.
Yay, Cody.
Well, Junior, where are your chips?
I was a decoy for Cody to distract so he could get away.
Scaredy cat.
See, you are mucho pussy.
Now, ladies, there's no need for such harsh language. We don't yet know if he is a pussy or a scaredy cat. But you better get back in there and boof some fucking chips, Junior.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going to boof some chips. I just wanted Cody to go first. It's so easy.
Go do it.
I'm going to go do it right now.
Okay, Junior, you can do this.
Hey, kid, welcome back to the gas station. You actually going to buy something this time?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to buy something. I realized you might have the chips that I want. But if you don't have the chips that I want, then I'm not going to leave the store with anything. But if you have the chips I want, I'll buy them. But if you don't have them, I won't buy them because you won't have them. All right, I want these Fritos. Okay. Just do what Cody did. Just put them up your ass. Just put them up your ass.
Hey, kid.
Hey, officer.
Can you come over here for a second? I need to talk to you.
I got caught already. Oh, am I going to jail? Listen, I wasn't going to put him up my ass.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
What were you going to talk to me about?
Well, I was just going to ask you about these hot dogs. See, I'm working the night shift tonight, and I haven't eaten anything, and nothing's open. So I was just wondering if maybe I should eat these hot dogs, but I'm worried I might get sick. So would you eat them?
Are you going to buy me one?
No. I was going to eat both of them. I just, you know, this thing's not on, so they're not going to be warm. I don't want to get sick. So would you eat these hot dogs?
I wouldn't eat that one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It kind of looks like a poop. Yeah, okay. I think I'll just take the other one then.
Thanks for talking, officer.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that was way too close. Okay, just hurry up and shove them in your ass and then leave. Come on. Hurry up. Get in there.
Take it.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing? You sitting on Fritos? What is that, like some kind of TikTok trend the kids are doing?
No. I wasn't sitting on the Fritos. I was feeling them with my butt.
Feeling them? Why were you feeling them?
Well, because, like, Fritos is giving away marbles.
Marbles?
Yeah, marbles. They're giving away marbles in every few packs of Fritos.
I didn't know kids still played with marbles.
Oh, yeah, they love them. Kids love marbles making comebacks. So the Fritos doesn't tell you which bag has the marbles in it, so I was feeling them with my ass to see if I felt the marbles.
Why were you feeling them with your ass? You could just use your hands.
Well, see, if you feel them with your fingers and your hands, you might break the Fritos, but the pressure of your ass doesn't break the Fritos, but it feels balls.
What, really? I didn't know that. Can you hold my coffee? I want to try that.
Actually, my mom's waiting in the car, and it doesn't have AC, so I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta try those. What? Oh, he lied to me! My ass broke the Fritos!
Hey, you better pay for that!
God damn it!
Hey, Junior, I don't see any chips.
He didn't do it!
See, because he's a pussy.
Now, hold on, ladies. Maybe they're just shoved so far up his ass we can't see him. Maybe he's achieved maximum boofage.
Well, I couldn't steal the chips because there's a cop in there.
A cop? If you could boof in front of a cop, that would be legendary. You'd be Boss Boofer.
He's not going to do it.
See, he's not going to do it because he's nothing but a pussy.
Yeah, you're right. He's a pussy. Let's all laugh.
Well, that's it. I am going to do it. I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Screw this.
Hello, kid. Welcome back to the gas station.
Whatever. I'm just going to steal and leave.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You trying to steal those?
Steal what?
The Fritos. You trying to steal them?
No, why?
Well, because you lied to me about the marbles and the Fritos earlier. I Googled it. That's not really a thing. So the only reason you'd be lying about sitting on Fritos is if you were trying to shove them up your ass so you could steal them. You know, I was your age once. I remember shoving snacks up my ass to impress my friends. So, you trying to steal those?
No.
Don't lie to me, son. You'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, I was just trying to steal to impress my friend.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, let me tell you how I do it.
You steal?
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. But technically, it's not stealing. All right, let me tell you how I do it. So, you see this coffee right here? I drank that whole thing for free. I didn't pay for it. And those two hot dogs, I ate both of them. Didn't pay for either of them, even the one that looked like a poop. And this icy right here, yeah, I'm going to drink this whole thing, and I'm not going to pay for it. But check this out. Before I leave, I go to the bathroom, and I piss and I shit, so I leave it in the toilet. See, it's only stealing if it leaves the building. So technically, as long as I shit and piss it in the toilet, it never left the building, so it doesn't count as stealing. Now, I know I'm not really leaving it in the same state that I picked it up, but I'm still leaving it here, right? It's not leaving, so it's not stealing. And I know technically what I'm shitting and pissing is probably something I ate or drank yesterday, not what I just had, but I mean, I would like to see you prove that in a court of law. How do you know I don't have dumping syndrome? You know what dumping syndrome is? Ask me what it is.
What's dumping syndrome?
It's a disease where you piss and shit whatever you just ate or drank. See? How do you know I don't have that? You can't prove that. See? Exactly. So, as long as I do that, it doesn't count as stealing. So if you eat those Fritos and then immediately go shit them out, doesn't count as stealing, right?
I mean, technically, they didn't leave.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't leave the building.
Are you two gonna buy something?
Yeah, just one second, man. I just gotta decide what I want. There's just so many options. Fucking idiot. I'm not gonna pay. But I'm not gonna steal anything either, because I'm gonna piss and shit. So what about you, kid? You gonna eat those Fritos and then shit them out so you don't steal? Oh, really important rule before you decide. If you do piss and shit in the toilet, make sure you don't flush. Because if it goes down the drain, then it leaves the building, and that counts as stealing. Oh, and you also have to make sure you wipe your ass really, really good, too. Because if there's even one tiny little piece of shit on your ass when you walk out of the building, that counts as stealing. So you have to make sure you wipe really good. But good luck with that, because it's one ply toilet paper. That stuff sucks. What I like to do is I just sit on the sink and use it like a bidet. Like, I just put the faucet between my ass cheeks and I just wash it out. And you gotta make sure that none of it goes down the drain, because that also counts as stealing. So I take a bunch of paper towels and I clog up the drain so it just kind of pools in there like a shit soup. That way I'm not stealing. See, I leave the bathroom in a horrific state. It looks like a third world country, but I feel good about myself for not stealing. So what about you, kid? You gonna eat those and then shit them out? Oh, real quick, before you answer, I do have a question. Would you eat these pickled eggs? I know they're pickled, so so they probably didn't go bad, but, I mean, they're red, and I associate red with bad. Not with ices. Red means cherry and delicious with ices. But with eggs, it means bad and gross. Now, I need you to answer quick, because I really have to shit, and I don't want to steal. So would you eat red eggs?
I don't think I'd eat the red eggs.
I might try one anyway. So, you're going to eat those Fritos and then shit them out and wash your ass in the sink so it doesn't count as stealing?
Are you two going to buy something?
Just a second. Jesus, he's acting like we're stealing. Can't a man eat, drink, shit, and piss in peace? So, what about you, kid? You going to eat those and then shit them out? Just know that if you do decide to shit, I'm going to have to check your ass to make sure there's no shit on it just to make sure you're not stealing.
I think I'm just going to steal them.
What?
I think I'm just going to walk outside and just steal them.
No. Kid, I just explained to you how you can get away with it. All you have to do is shit. It's not hard.
Well, no, I'm just going to go outside and just steal them.
Well, if you do that, I'm going to have to arrest you.
You're not going to arrest me, because if you arrest me, I'm going to tell the gas station worker that you've been coming back here and eating for free.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. I got a good thing going on here.
So let me go. Don't arrest me. Let me steal this one thing, and I won't tell the gas station worker.
Oh, God damn it! If you tell him, he's never going to let me come back in here.
So just let me steal.
Okay, fine. Just be quick about it before I change my mind.
So even if the worker yells, hey, he's stealing, don't do anything.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll tell him I'll pay for it.
Okay.
Ugh. Hey, man, can I have the key to the bathroom? I really gotta shit again. Hey, man, chop, chop, bathroom key. I gotta shit so much you're gonna owe me money.
No! Every day you come in here and you eat the hot dogs in the back and you drink your slushy and then you go into the bathroom and you piss and shit in my sink. Sometimes you piss and shit from the toilet to the sink and sometimes on the floor.
Okay, well, when the sink and the toilet are full, where else am I supposed to go?
You're supposed to flush the toilet!
But that would be stealing.
I don't care! I would rather you steal than for me to clean your mouths of shit!
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that.
Leave!
But if I leave now, I'm gonna steal everything in my belly.
Good! At least I don't have to clean your piss and shit off my sink and my floor!
Okay, well, if you're fine with me stealing, give me some of these scratch-offs.
No! I want you to leave!
Okay, but if they don't win, I'll just shit them back out.
No! I want you to leave! I'm not giving you scratch-offs!
Okay, well, if you're giving me permission to leave with everything I've got, all right, fine. See? He's giving me permission for everything I've just done. And that kid just stole Fritos, so...
I don't care! At least I don't have to clean his piss and shit out of my sink!
Okay, I did it. Look, guys.
Whoa, Junior actually boofed in front of a cop? He's the coolest kid ever.
Wow, Junior, that's so cool.
See, Junior, you are mucho cool.
Yeah, Junior, that's really cool.
Let's all chant that Junior's cool.
Junior's cool. Junior's cool.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me smell those Fritos. Wait a minute, you didn't boof those at all. They don't smell like shit.
Well, I still stole them. That's the cool part.
No, the cool part was putting them up your ass.
Not cool, Junior.
See, you are mucho lame.
Yeah, Junior, the whole point was to put him in your ass.
Well, I still stole him. I tried to.
No, he's lame. Come on, guys.
What? Are you serious? I'm just
Oh, Hank, I'm so excited. It's been so long since we've had a date night.
Yeah, we haven't been out together since the kids were born.
So what movie are we going to watch?
It's called Stab. It's a scary movie.
Oh, no, Hank. I hate scary movies. I hope it's not violent.
Just shh and eat your popcorn. The movie starts.
Who could that be?
Darn it, why'd the phone have to ring? The movie was just getting good.
Hank, why would you want to see that woman naked?
Movie.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Yeah.
No, seriously, who is this?
Were you expecting someone?
No.
Are you sure about that, Mariah?
This isn't Mariah.
What?
This isn't Mariah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Mariah's my next door neighbor.
Shit, dear son of a bitch!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
It sounds like you need a cough drop.
People tell me that all the time. So, do you know if Mariah's home?
No, she's on vacation in Guam.
Oh, okay. So, how's your night going?
It's fine. I was just about to shower.
Oh, need someone to join you?
Ew, no! What a creep. Stupid prank callers.
Ah!
it!
Dang it, she died before we got to see her naked! I need to go to the bathroom and get rid of this stiffy.
Hank, will you grab me a Dr. Pepper?
All right, I'm gonna look up boobies. Occupado, capish? Someone's in here! Fuckhead, I said someone's using the bathroom! Oh, goddamn. Hey, are you deaf, dumb, blind, and retarded?
Oh, no, I'm about to shit.
All right, well, I guess you can shit while I'm doing this.
Sweet.
Come on in.
Oh, good. You're back, Hank. Did you get my Dr. Pepper?
Nope.
Oh, great. I see how it is. You couldn't get me a Dr. Pepper, but you could go to the gift shop and get you a costume from the guy in the movie. Oh, you're so selfish, Hank. Oh, Hank. What are you doing, Hank?
I'm taking the popcorn.
All right, Susan, what do you got for me?
It's Suzanne.
Wait, your name is Suzanne? I've been calling you Susan this whole time.
No, Suzanne, Susan.
Wait, Susan, Suzanne?
No, my name is Susan. The victim's name is Suzanne.
Okay, one of you's got to change your fucking name, because that's really confusing.
She also has a daughter named Susie.
Really? You couldn't have been more creative with female names? I mean, like, how about Lisa? Her name could have been Lisa, and her daughter could have been Lucy.
I like that.
Yeah, that would have been nice, but I mean, it's too late now, because we're already selling her on smlmerch.com, link in the description. Anyway, so how did Suzanne die?
She was stabbed multiple times.
Well, I don't see any blood.
Well, we can't show that. YouTube doesn't like it.
Oh, okay. So she was stabbed. Well, what movie was she watching?
Stab.
Well, no, you already told me how she died. I said, what movie was she watching?
Stab.
No, I know she was stabbed. I said, what is the movie?
She was watching the movie Stab when she got stabbed.
Okay, this is a really confusing fucking day.
There's also a stab victim in the bathroom.
Oh, and what's his name? Suzanne?
Hank Huckerdoo.
Oh, wait, so they're married?
Yes.
Wait, that means they probably have kids at home. And that means somebody has to tell their kids their parents are dead. Can I do it?
No. Sir, I think it's a good idea that I handle it.
No, I'm really good at telling kids their parents are dead.
No, you got in trouble last time. Ugh.
All right, guy, remember, they have feelings. Try to take this seriously.
You're not supposed to answer the door for strangers.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
The cops?
No, that's not how the joke works. It's supposed to say who's there. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not your parents, because they're dead.
I don't get it. That's not funny.
Okay, tough crowd. Let's see. Have you kids ever had a goldfish?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what happened to that goldfish?
It died.
Okay, perfect. So now imagine you had two of those goldfish, and both of them were your parents, and then they died.
Our parents are goldfish?
No, let's see. Goldfish crackers. Okay, what happens when you eat goldfish crackers?
In my belly.
What? No, okay, Jesus. Let's abandon the whole goldfish allegory. You know how your parents weren't stabbed to death when they left the house?
Yeah.
Well, that's changed.
What about the goldfish?
Oh, gee, okay, your parents got stabbed to death at the movie theater, okay? They're as dead as your stupid goldfish. What? Come on, what I say?
God damn it, guy. When you tell kids their parents are dead, you're supposed to be nice.
I was nice. I said a knock-knock joke, and I tried to explain it with goldfish.
But, guy, you're supposed to be sincere. You're supposed to say things like, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, stuff like that.
But that's just going to make them sad. I figured if I say it funny, maybe it won't hurt so much.
Well, listen, guy, I'm suspending you.
Suspending me? Yeah, with a killer on the loose? That's really smart. You know, I'm the only cop left now that Simmons is dead.
Well, still, guy, I'm suspending you for 2 weeks with pay.
Wait, with pay? Are you sure that's a punishment? That sounds like a paid vacation. I gotta yell at kids more often. Thank you.
So Tyrone, Cody's asleep. You know what that means.
Ooh, I already know, baby. We get high as fuck.
Damn right. Pull out the fatty.
Ooh, I already got it rolled up. A gorilla finger.
Somebody call Tarzan, because we're about to go ape shit.
Yeah, baby. Go ahead and get a lot of your crazy crack ass.
Shit, homie.
We about to get lit, baby.
All aboard the Polar Express, because I know that guy was high as fuck.
Yeah, zooted and booted.
Oh, shit.
Go, 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 go.
This is a good shit.
Buddy, we lost for a second.
You know, I thought you were going to kill us, but you're cool as fuck.
No. I wouldn't kill you guys. You guys are my homies.
Yeah, he's cool as hell. He invites a cookout.
Hey, do you guys have a bottle of water?
Bottle of water? Your face ass, old pussy ass.
No, you're a pussy.
Nah, you a pussy.
I am what I eat.
Is that so?
Nah, for
Freakass.
Hey, you guys want to have a little fun?
What? A little fun?
Yeah, let's do some prank calls.
Oh, yeah, let's do prank calls. Yeah, prank calls.
All right, guys, let's ring.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
I mean, it's on.
Well, you better go catch it.
Who is this?
Bitch.
No, seriously, like, what's the point of this phone call?
Hey, what's your favorite scary movie?
I don't really like watching scary movies.
Okay, that's chill. That's chill.
So how's your night going?
Oh, you know, it's going pretty good. Just chilling. Killing.
Yeah, I get that. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, bye. Hey, guys. You know what would be really funny?
What's that?
What?
If I went over there and killed him.
You got it.
No, like, if I literally went over there and killed him.
Yeah, kill him.
You guys think I should kill him?
Yeah, go kill him. Yeah, you gotta kill him. Go on.
You guys dare me?
Yeah, kill him.
Hey there, Marvin.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Wow, okay, nice to see you too.
No, I just meant, like, what are you doing here?
I just thought I would come over and hang out with my best friend. Unless this is your way of saying we're not best friends.
Oh, no, we are friends. I just want to know what made you come over right now.
Why? Are you busy? You don't look busy. I've never seen you be busy.
Well, I just want to know what made you come over.
Why? Do you have other friends coming?
No. How was your day?
Thank you so much for asking. Well, I actually got suspended from my police job with pay.
What'd you do?
Well, I told these two kids their parents were dead, but I did it in a funny way.
How were their parents dead?
They were brutally stabbed to death.
How was that funny?
Oh, no, it's not funny. The way their parents died wasn't funny, but the way I told the kids the parents died was funny.
How'd you tell them?
Well, it's a whole thing. You wouldn't understand. It involves goldfish and a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
Well, I just figured since I have all this free time, we can hang out, you know? It's October. We could go do something fun. You know, go get a pumpkin, Marvin. Go to a pumpkin patch, Marvin. Go get a pumpkin from a pumpkin patch, Marvin.
No, I don't want to go to a pumpkin patch and get a pumpkin. I'd rather do that in the daytime.
Oh, okay. Who is that?
I don't know.
But you said you didn't have other friends coming, so you better not have invited other friends. I don't want to have to hang out with other people and I don't know them. It'll be really awkward.
I said there's no friends coming, so that's not a friend.
Okay, so then can I go tell them to go away?
Well, what if it's someone important?
Well, you just said you didn't invite other friends, so it can't be somebody important.
Well, it could be... Okay, fine, go answer it.
Thank you.
Oh, we're gonna go get a pumpkin.
No, we're not getting a pumpkin. Not right now. Maybe tomorrow.
Hello? Marvin says go away.
Man, really?
Yeah, wait, who are you?
I'm his old friend.
Wait, how old? Because he and I go all the way back to 2010.
Oh, me and Marvin are, old friends from college.
Oh, I can't break up college buddies. You drink?
Go, 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 go!
Oh, Marvin, this guy drinks like a fish. He's fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I'm boofing it!
Jeffy is definitely not 21, and I don't give a shit.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, guys. Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah, sure, man.
Fuck yeah.
I was originally supposed to come over here to kill him.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do it. You guys are way too cool.
Yeah, my man.
Fuck yeah.
Marvin, you just keep saying fuck yeah. You okay, buddy?
Fuck yeah. All
right.
All right, but if anyone asks, I killed you.
All right, you got it, buddy.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. Hey, buddy, one question. Who are you?
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
I know.
All right, guys, you ready to play catch?
Yeah!
All right, try to catch the ball. What? Cody, you have to try to catch it.
I was trying. Jeffy was in the way.
Jeffy, get out of the way.
Okay. Ha! You suck!
Oh, come on!
Hey, Jeffy, can you unlock the car so I can put my bottle in there?
Ew, what's in that bottle, Joseph? What? Why?
Dude, I told you, the guy at Subway said he'll give me a free foot long if I give him a bottle of my...
Why are you giving this guy your...
Dude, he has to pass his drug test. I'm just looking out for him so he can keep his job. So can you please unlock your car so I can put my bottle in there?
Yeah, I'll unlock it.
Thank you.
Oh, my phone's going off. Cody, look at this. I got a notification on my phone.
Oh, an Amber Alert? Oh, wow. Kidnapped child in a white Tesla Cybertruck? Well, you don't see many of those.
Yeah, that'll be easy to find. Cody, you see that?
Yeah, that's a white Tesla Cybertruck.
Guys, the kidnapped kid! We have to go chase him, that truck! Jeffy, driver!
Let's go!
Jeffy, hurry!
I'm going!
Guys, can you believe we actually saw the truck that kidnapped a kid? We could be heroes!
Yeah, I'm going! Let's go!
Hurry!
Hurry, Jimmy, hurry! I'm going! Oh, look, there's the Cybertruck! Right there! Go, get him! I'm gonna run you down, John! Get him!
Yeah, this is so crazy, I feel like a police officer.
Yeah, dude, this is sick. Oh, we could beat the next Chris Hayes. Oh, look, there's the Cybertruck right there! Oh. I'm going! Jimmy, get on his ass! We're gonna be heroes! We're gonna get the key to the city! I'm trying! I got the power to your mail, Junior! Oh, he's running away from us, because he knows he kidnapped the kid!
Get back here! He's scared.
Yeah, he's scared. Get back here, you stupid Cybertruck! Jeffy, you better stay on his ass.
Oh, I got it, Junior.
I'm gonna call the cops. Yeah, okay, it's ringing.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, officer. You know that Amber Alert that you just put on my phone that said there's a white Tesla Cybertruck that kidnapped a kid?
Yeah. Hey, do you see it?
Yeah, it's right in front of me.
Oh, wow. Shit. I didn't think people really did this. I thought we just did the Amber Alerts to annoy people.
Well, no, it's right in front of my face. So what do I do?
Okay, well, I need you to stay very calm and then go home.
Go home.
Yeah, go home. You guys aren't cops. This is not your problem.
But the kid is in front of us. Like, we can save him.
Okay, and what if the guy who kidnapped him has a gun? You ever think about that? Then what are you going to do? I mean, you're safe in a car, right? I assume. So what happens if he has a gun? Then you'll be in danger. And then I have another problem.
Oh, okay, well, watch this. Why don't you just get in your cop car and come meet where we're at, and you can arrest him?
Okay, by the time I get in my cop car and drive all the way to where you guys are right now, he's not even going to be there anymore, and I'll have done all of that for nothing.
But we're going to stay on his trail. Like, we'll stay right on his ass. And, like, if you just meet us, and if you stay on the phone with me, I can just tell you where I'm at. Wait, you said you're at home?
Oh, yeah. I'm just at home. I'm just chilling right now. And I'm thinking about making some pizza bagels. And I think you should probably go home and do the same, honestly. It sounds pretty good.
Well, no, but, like, you could save a kid. Like, there's a kidnapped kid right in front of us. Like, we're at a stoplight. Like, he has a turn signal on. Like, we literally could just save him right now.
Okay, the kid is stupid for getting kidnapped anyway. I mean, it's not that hard. You just don't talk to strangers, okay? I mean, he's an idiot.
Oh, so you're not going to come help?
No, I'm not going to help. I'm going to make some pizza bagels. I advise you to do the same.
Guys, the cops aren't going to help.
So what do we do, Junior?
Oh, we're going to keep following this stupid Cybertruck, and we're going to be cops. We're going to save this kid since the cops don't want to help.
Okay.
Oh my god, guys, look! The Cybertruck's parked right there! So, Cody, all we have to do is run up to the Tesla, grab the kid out, and save the kid, and then Jeffy, you can be the getaway driver, and Joseph, you just stand right there so there's no confusion of who's the kidnapper.
Alright, dude, I'll be lookout.
Okay, yeah, so, Cody, come on, we're gonna save the kid. It's in public, so we're gonna be safe.
Okay.
Alright, Cody, we're gonna save the kidnapped kid and run away.
Okay. Oh my god.
What?
It's just so ugly up close. It looks like a PlayStation 1 car.
Oh my god, Cody, look! The window's cracked open! Let's look inside!
Okay.
Oh my god, Cody, do you see what I see?
There's a girl in there.
Try to open the door so we can save her.
How, Junior? Do you see a handle?
What? No, try to wake her up.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Girl,
wake up.
Girl, wake up.
We're trying to save you.
Hey, Junior, I think she's unconscious.
Oh, okay, well, try to open the door.
Oh, what's this do? Oh, Junior, I figured it out.
Well, go in there and grab her. I'll be on the lookout.
Hey, girl, wake up.
Hurry up.
Get out of here.
Oh my god.
Junior, what the f*** are you doing?
I thought I saw the kidnapper.
What, how do you even know? We don't know what the f*** he looks like.
Well, there was a black guy that left, and I thought it was him.
What?
You know how I feel about... You're right. There's no way he could afford a Tesla Cybertruck.
Junior, what are you talking about?
Ooh, I got an idea. You just stay in the Cybertruck, and I have your location. So, we'll just follow you wherever you go.
Well, I don't want to go back to this guy's house.
Well, what if he has other kidnapped kids we can save?
What? We don't have to go to his house, Junior. Let's just get the girl and leave.
No, he might have a bunch of kids trapped in his basement in cages. Look, just stay there. Ooh, I think he's coming up. Hide.
Get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here.
Hide. Get down in there.
Hey, Junior, how'd it go? Did you save the kid?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God, guys. The craziest thing just happened. So me and Cody walk up to the Tesla Cybertruck, right? And the back window's cracked open. And we look inside. And guess what we see? We see a girl knocked out unconscious.
No way.
Dude, that's so scary.
Yeah, it was scary. And I was like, Cody, we have to save the girl. So we couldn't find a way to open the door on the Cybertruck because there's no door handles. And then Cody finds his button. He presses it, and the door opens. So Cody goes inside. I'm like, save the girl. And then I was looking out for the kidnapper. And I saw this black guy leave the gas station. I assume he's the kidnapper.
Wait, what the hell? Why would you assume that?
I don't know. I don't know why I assume that. That's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bad.
And
yeah, that's my fuck up. That's my B. I'll accept that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he walked towards like a Chevy Caprice.
Okay. Yeah, a donk.
Yeah, candy red. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I panicked because I saw the black guy thing and he was the kidnapper, and I closed Cody inside the Cybertruck, so now he's locked in there. But don't worry, because I have Cody's location on my phone, so no matter where the kidnapper drives to, we will know where Cody's at because of his location. So we just wait till the kidnapper gets home, then we take the cops there, and then I bet you there's a bunch of kidnapped kids in his basement making shoes for LeBron.
Oh yeah, he has a basement full of kids.
Yeah, so all we have to do is wait for the location to move to the kidnapper's house, and we show up there with cops, and we win, and we get a key to the city.
Okay.
Okay, let me see where the Cybertruck is. No, it's still there. Wait, it's moving! guys, the Cybertruck's moving! Jenny, follow it!
And going!
Wait, actually, no rush. We have Cody's location. We don't have to rush. I mean, we know where it's going to be. We have Cody's location, so let's go get some McDonald's.
Yeah, all right, dude, let's do it.
Let's get some McDonald's.
Come on, go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, McDonald's. Joseph, what are you going to get?
Oh, dude, you already know them nuggies.
Yeah, I want some nuggies. Joe, I want a Happy Meal.
Yeah, I'm going to get a Happy Meal, too. Two toys.
Hell yeah. Ooh, I've got a phone call. Hello?
Junior, what the f*** are you doing at McDonald's?
We were hungry. How can you talk right now?
Well, the guy doesn't know I'm in here because he's too busy listening to Cocomelon, so I'm calling you.
Oh, well, do you want anything from McDonald's?
Well, yes, of course I want something from McDonald's.
Okay, what do you want?
Like a Filet-O-Fish?
Oh, Filet-O-Fish? Like, I'm talking, you could die at any second. You want a Filet-O-Fish as your last meal?
Well, yeah, I like it.
No, we're not.
Oh, 1 second, please.
He's asking what you want, so seriously, what the fuck do you want?
I want a Filet-O-Fish.
You're not if you say Filet-O-Fish one more time, I'm going to call you back, I'm going to make your phone ring, and he's going to find you in that back seat, and he's going to be all crazy. And
can I please get my Filet-O-Fish?
All right, goodbye.
What do you want?
He doesn't want anything, so I wasn't hungry.
Okay.
So 3 chicken nugget Happy Meals.
All right, got it. Can I get 3 chicken nugget Happy Meals, please?
I want a Coke with mine.
Oh, wow, they came in buckets this time! Oh, it came in Halloween buckets!
Oh, or no.
That's so sick! Oh, hold on. Cody's calling. Hello?
Did you get the Filet-O-Fish one?
No, Cody, you won't believe it. The Happy Meals, they came in Halloween buckets.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah, Halloween buckets is like, yeah, but what'd you ask?
Did you get the Filet-O-Fish?
No, we didn't get your goddamn Filet-O-Fish. I told you I wasn't getting that for you.
It's the one thing I wanted.
But can you please shut up? We got literally Halloween buckets with our Happy Meals. You're literally missing out. I don't know why you would decide to stay inside the Cybertruck.
I didn't decide to stay in here. You locked me in here.
Motherfucker, they forgot my 2 toys.
Okay, they didn't give them the toys. Cody, can we call you back when you go back and get the toys?
It's a Filet-O-Fish.
All right, just turn back around. I need the toys. But these buckets are sick, guys.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking sick. That's a tier. Guys, these chicken nugget Happy Meal buckets are so cool.
Yeah, dude, look at mine. They came with Halloween stickers.
What the f***? Mine didn't come with any goddamn stickers.
Well, check the bottom of the bucket. They're probably in there. Guys, my phone's ringing. Oh, it's Cody. Hello?
Junior, are you at your f***ing house?
What? Yeah?
You are supposed to come get me.
We want to eat our chicken nugget Happy Meals.
Wait, did you get my Filet-O-Fish?
No, we didn't get your Filet-O-Fish.
God damn it, Junior, that's the one thing I wanted.
The Filet-O-Fish is gross.
No, it's delicious with tartar sauce.
Ew, tartar sauce?
I'm Tartar Binks. Lisa don't like tartar sauce.
Cody, did you hear Jeffy's joke?
I don't give a fuck. Junior, send the police over here right now.
Okay, let us finish our chicken nuggets and we'll come over there.
Do it now.
Well, where are you?
Well, you have my location. Wait, I think we just pulled up to the guy's house.
Oh, it's a nice house?
No, it's not a nice... Oh, shit. Junior, he just grabbed the girl.
Wait, what?
He just grabbed the girl. Okay, I think he sees me. I think he's... Hey, stay the back! Stay the back! Let go of it, you fuck!
Guys, it's Sunday fun day!
Yeah,
dude! This is gonna be the best day ever!
Hell yeah!
We're gonna play video games!
Cool.
We're gonna play basketball!
Love it.
We're gonna watch football!
Let's do it!
Hold on. Cody, shut up.
Oh, sorry, I'm just excited.
You're really loud.
Sorry, go ahead.
What were you saying, Joseph?
I don't know, he just fucked me up, bro.
Well, let's get Sundays on Sunday, guys!
Yeah! It's Sundays! Guys, nothing could ruin this day. It's gonna be the best day ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I gotta make an Instagram post about this.
Yeah, do it!
Sunday is for the boys!
Hell yeah!
Let's get a selfie.
Yeah, selfie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Alright, post that on my gram.
Oh.
What?
Did you guys see Penelope's new Instagram post?
Why would I see that? That bitch is blocked.
Yeah, it's long gone. Ugly ass girl.
Yeah, I'm not with her anymore. I don't care what she's doing.
Blocked that.
What'd she post? She posts her used tampon. She's like bloody.
Dirty ass.
No, her and Bully are back together.
What?
Yeah, you see pictures.
Was she back with her ex with her?
Yeah.
But my boy ain't worried about that silly ass goof ass boy. See, he got plenty of hoes. My boy is a straight gigolo, getting plenty of bitches every time he go to the club. Ain't that right, boy? Ain't that right, Julia?
Oh, Joseph, I think he's upset.
What? Man, my boy ain't upset. He just like overly excited, you know what I'm saying, to go outside and shit. Ain't that right, Julia?
She's back with her ex-boyfriend.
But you're not worried about that, right? Because we got plenty of bitches, and we got the best day ever, right?
But she never posted me on her Instagram.
So, it's no trail. You don't have any evidence of being with that bitch. Long gone, bro.
But does she look happy, Cody?
Yeah, she looks pretty happy.
That's not your worry. That's not your issue, dude. We're about to have the best day ever. Forget about her. Come
on. Why is she with him? Wait, why would she do that to me, guys?
Because she never loved your ugly ass, dude. Come on, let's go have a good day. You're going to ruin the whole day.
She's just trying to make you jealous, you know?
See?
Wait, you think she's just trying to make you jealous?
Yeah.
Wait, so you think that's fake? I should call her?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I should call her and ask her if that's real?
No.
I'm going to call her.
Me? Hell no, don't ruin the day.
All right, guys, it's ringing. Penelope, please answer the phone, please. guys answer.
Dude, hang up the damn phone. You know what? Destroy that bitch right now.
I need to talk to her.
Hello?
Penelope?
Nah, she's busy right now.
She's busy doing what?
Dude, you know what the hell she's doing?
She's, polishing my whistle.
Polishing your whistle?
Oh my god, the imagery. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Yeah, it's taking her a while. It's a pretty dirty whistle.
What? Why is it dirty?
A lot of people's mouths have been on it. Now Penelope's.
Oh, is she doing a good job?
What the fuck?
Well, it's taking her a while.
Dude,
babe, you gotta spit shine it. More spit than that.
She's spitting on it, guys.
Oh, hang up the fucking phone.
Send me a video of her doing it. I want to see her.
Fucking embarrassing. What's wrong with you?
That was weird.
Here you go. It's all clean.
I'm gonna try it out. Oh, thanks, babe. Good job. Junior, why did you ask for a video of her doing it? That was weird.
Yeah, that boy down bad.
I wanted to see if she looked good doing it. I wanted to see if she was happy, because at least if she looked happy, I'd be happy for her.
Oh, Junior, that's kind of fucked up.
Dude, that's sick. I'm not going to let it ruin our Sunday fun day, though.
Yeah, you're right, Joseph. You know what would cheer you up, Junior? A Sunday fun day montage.
Yeah, I don't want to do a montage.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna do it. I don't want to do it.
Day. It's pretty crazy they were everywhere we were.
Dude, I am pissed off! You ruined the whole damn day! Every single event we did! From the ice cream to the park! Dude, you didn't even try a damn basketball! You were ass!
Well, to be fair, even if you wasn't depressed, you'd kind of have an advantage with the basketball.
I mean, that's true, but goddamn, at least try!
It's true, Junior, you were kind of a downer today.
Well, you got nothing to say?
I just miss her.
Aw, bull, come on, get over her, dude.
Well, I love her, and, like, she looks so happy with him.
But that coochie trash, and you know it.
Junior, I thought you wanted her to be happy.
I'd rather her be unhappy with me than happy with someone else.
I mean, that's valid, but, dude, she's horrible for you.
Wait, Junior, you would rather she was miserable with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got back together, would you treat her any better?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, this seems like kind of a lose-lose situation.
I just want her back.
You know how this is gonna turn out, though, dude.
What do you think they're doing right now? No.
Not you.
I need to call it. I mean, I need to use the bathroom. Where's my phone?
Junior, Joseph, we need to help him move on. I think we should set him up on a blind date.
A blind date? Like with a blind bitch?
No, she doesn't have to be blind. It could be any girl.
Okay, I'll get to looking for some blind bitches.
No, they don't have to be blind.
Well, look, I'm gonna look for them. They probably won't see me coming, but I'll talk silently.
I don't think he understood. Junior, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, God. Penelope, please answer. Please answer.
Bro, stop calling her phone. She's busy.
What's she doing now?
She's tossing my salad.
What? Tossing your salad?
Yeah, that's a lot of salad. Whoa, babe, slow down. You're getting shit everywhere.
Oh, God.
Junior, did you call her again?
Yeah, she's tossing bully salad.
Wow, maybe I do want him to break up. I didn't know he was into that.
He said she was doing it too fast and she was getting shit everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I want her back. I want her to toss my salad.
No, you don't, Junior.
Oh, I'm so sad.
I understand you feel that way, Junior, but there are other girls.
I don't want any other girls. I want Penelope. She's the best.
No, listen, Junior. Joseph found a girl. How about you just go on a date with her and you see how that goes?
But I don't want any other girls. I want Penelope.
Let's just go on the date and see what happens.
Okay, and if it doesn't work out, I can get back with Penelope.
Let's just do the date first. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Joseph, did you find Junior some poo?
Oh, yeah, dude. I found the perfect blind date. She's blonde and she's pretty.
Oh, you hear that, Junior? She's blonde, like Margot Robbie.
That would be cool to have my own Margot Robbie.
Yeah, okay. Come on, let's meet her.
Yeah, come on, let's meet her. We can't keep her waiting, dude.
All right, dude, here's your blind date. Her name's Tabitha.
Joseph, you got him a literal blind date?
Yeah, that was the rules. I did exactly what you asked.
You feel handsome.
Thank you.
Oh, do you have a car?
No, you stuck your stick in my mouth.
Oh, sorry. Where am I?
You're in my kitchen.
Oh, where's my food?
Right.
Ooh, it feels like oatmeal.
It's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no, I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I lied. It's grits.
Oh, yummy. Where's my spoon?
Oh, right there.
No.
So, what am I supposed to say to her?
Just talk to her. Ask her questions.
Spit that game, dude. You know how to talk.
How am I supposed to talk? She's blind.
She's not deaf. Just talk.
Use words, nigga.
Okay, so how long have you been blind for? Why are you blind?
Oh, well, when I was a really little girl, I loved the sun, so I would just look at it for hours and hours. And then one day, my world went dark.
Wait, is the sun your favorite planet?
Yeah!
Jesus, we're not doing this again, Junior.
Joseph, take my sad eyelids off because I just found my soulmate.
Wait a minute, the sun's not a planet!
Thank you.
I'm keeping the eyelids on. So what kind of guys are you into?
I like black guys. Are you black?
Yeah, I am.
Dude, you're not black. Stop lying.
She's blind. She'll never know.
She would have known when she saw your wiener, nigga.
What? You call me a sign? A small wiener?
Yeah, duh.
It's not small.
It's not bigger than mine.
How about you whip it out and we find out?
Jesus.
She just reminds me of my ex.
How?
She has glasses. And Penelope had glasses. I gotta call her.
Don't. I'm sorry, Tabitha.
Are you sure there's food in here?
Yeah, you're just messing your mouth.
A messy eater.
I think you should check.
Penelope, please answer, please answer.
Junior, stop doing this. It's just making it worse.
I need to speak to her, please.
Dude, this is sad.
Bro, stop calling. If you keep calling, I'm going to block your number.
What's Penelope doing? Can I please just talk to her, please?
She doesn't want to talk to you right now. I'm about to give her a facial.
You're what? No, please, don't do that, no.
Look, I'm not crazy about it either, but she's been asking for one all day. I kind of have to.
What? No, all day? You've been building it up. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a mess. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing. This is my first time.
Oh, God, please tell her that I don't want her to get one, please.
Okay, Penelope, for some reason, Junior doesn't want me to give you a facial.
Well, you tell him he's not my boyfriend anymore, so he doesn't get to decide who gives me a facial.
You hear that, man? She doesn't care.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, I'm
going to
hang up now.
Please don't do it.
Okay, babe, what am I supposed to do?
Okay, you're going to pop my pimples, wash my face, exfoliate my skin, and don't forget the cucumbers on my eyes.
Shouldn't you be going to a professional for this?
It's too expensive.
Okay. Junior, stop torturing yourself like that.
You don't get it, guys. She polishes whistle and she doesn't sound, and now she's about to get a facial. None of those things benefit her.
Well, you're the one calling up and asking for details.
But why him? Why does he deserve all that?
I mean, you never took her to Baskin Robbins. Shit, I love Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, you see that banana split? It looked good as hell. Mm-hmm.
It did look pretty good. But I'll take her there. Like, I don't understand. Like, I want my whistle polished by her, and I want to give her facial, and I want my salad toss.
Yeah, well, tell you what, Junior, you don't need girls for all that. You and I could do that stuff together. You know, if we were gay, we're just hanging out every day anyway, why not do a little extra? You know, we could toss some salads, polish some whistles, get some facials, you know, just me and you, just bros. We don't need girls. I mean, hey, what are we gonna argue about? We're a couple guys, right? Come on. Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it.
If you turn gay for Cody and start dating him, I swear to God, I'm finding a new friend group.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just not even answering it. I'm just thinking about Penelope.
I don't know. It's taking you too long to think, dude.
I want a girl.
Tell you what, Joseph, that blind date idea you had is pretty good. So I actually have an even hotter girl for you, Junior. Just give me like 5 minutes and meet me downstairs. I'll introduce her.
Do you really think Cody knows a hot girl?
I mean, probably. You know how gay dudes stay with girls, you know.
Oh, you-hoo.
What? Who are you?
Hey there, big boy. My name is Chloe. My name is Chloe. And your friend Cody told me a lot about you.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said you just went through a bad breakup.
Yeah, I miss her so much.
Oh, you know what they say. The only way to get over one girl is to find a hotter girl.
Do you know a hotter girl?
Ouch. I kind of meant that I was going to be the hotter girl.
I mean, you're all right.
Thanks. Well, I see a salad in front of me, and it looks pretty untossed. How would you like me to toss your salad, Junior?
Well, I wish Penelope would do it. I've never had it done before.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a professional salad tosser.
Well, you know what? Who cares? I have nothing to live for.
Okay, let me show you what I'm about to do. Yeah.
Cody!
Oh, fuck. The wig came off, didn't it? Oh, shit. Junior. I'll put it back on.
No, I'm not. That's gross, Cody. I almost fell for that.
Just pretend that didn't happen. Come on.
I almost fell for that.
Just think about it.
No.
Junior. Oh, you were so close.
I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money. Charge!
hell are you doing? I'm not going to hold the glass while you pour my packet. Take the glass from me, Chives.
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain skin, you old fuck.
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packet.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's going to be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that. But you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the bottle.
What?
Sit on the bottle! I want you to take that ball all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives! Because if I miss this phone call, you're out on the street! Shut up! Hello?
Hello, my friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
Throat!
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet. Shut the fuck up, Chives! Now, where were we?
Oh, you were just wondering why I were calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of thanks of the giving!
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there, and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true, perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A billion dollars to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But stop! I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
Oh, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God, I'm going to take my phone and we're going to film one man, one bottle, paint Olympics and shit.
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Josh.
Quinceañera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I hear you, Pergoodman!
Yeah, you thought you were going to get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, you Pergoodman.
We're not going to miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quinceañera wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra.
Oh.
Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably going to have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey! Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror! Chives, why aren't you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey!
Chives, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No, you are a turkey.
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this?
I'm a turkey! Turkey face! Chives, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And...
Ah! I see what you're trying to do, Chives. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boynie, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boynie, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay, and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing, or Thieves-giving, or Thieves-stealing, or...
Knock it off, Boynie. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want to see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boynie.
Oh, look, you're in the news. Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boynie! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boynie.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boynie, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boynie, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boynie, go get me a damn turkey!
I'm not going to get you a turkey.
Boynie, Thanksgiving's going to be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Don't peck me.
You!
What? Hey.
You poor! What are you?
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass. Just toot it up and, ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Yo, sexy ass. Ooh, chapipi! What, Bryson? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Can't be! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee Pee. I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted. Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton? I don't know. Figure it out.
Oh, Jesus. What? Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey. I know, I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier. So why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you. Come on. Wait. Do me a favor real quick. I need a 360. Turn that ass around. God damn. Thick ass bitch. Fire at you. Bite that motherfucker.
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must ate one of those contaminated turkeys on the...
Yeah, the butterball shits now, help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him. No, don't kill him. He's your best friend. He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What, Krunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. Times Infinity.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want to borrow.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I want to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, turkey man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin.
No.
Give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment. So, gimme.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money!
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could have let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly! So get your damn money!
But come on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Not a jury event.
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait,
I have old man ass to beat.
Wait, really?
I told you should have ate him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Oh, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Dabudabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Obo. Camilla's in camel.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is. Right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alanis, look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, it's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here. Spit on him. He disrespects me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Camille, we are leaving!
Wait, no! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No, you lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle is going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever!
Whenever I find you, I'm going to give you $1 billion worth of pain! Where are you at, Chaz? Chaz?
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chives, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start.
I run back!
Aw, man, thanks for inviting us over for breakfast, dude.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, Junior, I love eating cookies and syrup for breakfast. It's so nutritious.
But Cody, you spilled syrup on your shirt.
Aw, dang it, this is my favorite shirt.
You're gonna go to school with syrup on your shirt.
Syrup shirt!
Ha ha, syrup shirt.
Do you think Chef Evie could wash it for me while I'm at school?
What, you're gonna go to school shirtless?
Yeah, sure, why not?
What? Okay, weirdo, give me your shirt.
Okay. Yeah, alright, Junior, there's my shirt. What?
Cody!
Dude!
You're ripped!
Oh, yeah, I always told you guys I was hunky.
I didn't believe you!
I haven't seen you worked out a day in my life!
What do you think I do in my room all day?
Well, how long have you had a six-pack for?
Since I was born.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be late for school!
Alright, Cody, come to school shirtless, I guess.
Okay.
Alright, class. Today, we're gonna be learning about the Law of Attraction. There are three laws of attraction that girls go by. Money, six-pack, and a big hot dog.
Well, at least I have two of those.
Cody, I didn't know you were rich.
I'm not.
And guys only have one law of attraction. Big milk jugs.
Yeah, I don't like jugs. I'm more of a cake man.
Me too.
I have diabetes.
Is this Mr. Chu's class?
Who's that?
Oh, she's banging, dude.
Oh, crap, I almost forgot. We got a new student today. And her name is, don't tell me, I remember, Pepperoni!
Penelope.
That's what I said. Alright, class, everyone introduce yourself to Pineapple!
Hi, Pineapple.
Where do I sit?
My face!
Junior!
Itches! My face itches!
Okay, good. Alright, you can go sit by Junior.
Hey.
Hi.
Sup?
What do you want?
Well, you're the new girl, so I just want to let you know how things go around here. So basically, I'm the hottest, coolest kid in class, and all the girls want to date me. So if you want to be my girlfriend, I guess I'll give you a shot, but you better take that spot before someone else takes it.
You're not my type.
Not your type? Who's your type?
Him.
Him?
Me.
Cody doesn't even like girls.
Not yet.
Not ever.
Don't worry, Cody. One day you'll love me.
No, I won't. Pepperoncini or whatever the hell your name was.
See, look, Cody doesn't even want you, so you should date me.
But you don't have a body like him.
Well, I can't really blame her. I am a walking statue of perfection.
Okay, look, I understand Cody looks like Hercules and you could fry an egg on his abs. But I don't have a six-pack, but what if I had, money and, a big hot dog?
Do you have those things?
I have 75 cents, and Chef Pee-Pee can make you a hot dog.
Who's Chef Pee-Pee?
My personal chef, because I'm rich.
No, you're not, Junior.
Yes, I am. I'm rich. I have a personal chef, so date me. I have money.
All that money, you can't buy a body like his.
All right, look, Cody, after school, you come over to my house and you're gonna give me a body like yours.
Okay.
Ooh, can I come?
No!
Can I come?
Yes.
Yes!
Ooh, the bell. Let's go to my house, guys.
Okay.
Hey! 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 The bell does not dismiss you! I do! So you get your asses back to your desk!
All right. Now, class dismissed. I'll see you tomorrow.
That was dumb.
What was the point in that? All right, Cody, you have to show me how to get a body like yours.
Me too!
Well, it's not gonna happen overnight, guys.
Then how did you do it?
I spent years of working out, you know? Pumping iron. Ken here is my motivation. I wanted to look just like him, and now I look even better. Oh, shut up, Ken. You know I look better.
All right, Cody, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to look like you.
Well, are you sure, Junior? You're gonna have to sacrifice a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Well, you can't eat McDonald's anymore.
What? No McDonald's!
Not Mickey D's!
And you can't eat macaroni and cheese.
No mac and cheese!
What? Mac and cheese!
And you definitely can't have cookies and syrup for breakfast.
Well, you had cookies and syrup for breakfast.
Well, yeah, but I work out. I turn that fat into muscle.
Then show me how to work out.
Well, I do 3,000 sit-ups every morning. You could try that.
What's a sit-up?
Well, it's like this.
What? Cody, are you okay?
Dude, go get your dad. He's having a seizure.
Dad, call 911.
Guys, no, I'm just doing sit-ups.
Oh, I thought you were trying to poop.
What? No, what? You poop laying flat on your back like a baby?
What? It just looked like you were trying to poop.
Junior, just try the sit-ups.
Okay. What do I do?
You just sit up.
That's dumb.
No, you gotta sit back down, and then sit back up.
What? It's like waking up in the morning. What is this?
Dude, it's lame. I'm going to play basketball.
Wow, quitter!
Well, basketball's actually pretty athletic. Wait, hold on. My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, baby.
Mom, is that you?
No, it's Penelope, silly. Ugh.
Wait, Cody, who is it?
It's Parallelogram or whatever her name is.
Penelope, tell her I said hi.
Junior says hi.
Hi. So anyway, back to you, Cody.
How did you even get this number?
The phone book.
Okay, that's a lie.
Okay, from Facebook.
Okay, great. Then you saw that I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend, Ken.
I thought that was a joke. It's a doll.
He's not a doll. He's a man.
Cody, ask her if she likes anyone.
Junior wants to know if you like anyone.
Yeah, you.
She said, yeah, you.
She likes me!
No. She said, yeah, you to me.
What? No, I think she meant for you to tell me that she likes me.
No, I think she's saying she likes me.
Hold on. Hey, Penelope, it's Junior.
Hi.
Okay, do you like me or Cody?
I like Cody.
See, I told you. Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
No, wait, don't! Can you just rub your phone against your abs?
Fine.
Oh, baby.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Wow, Cody, you're so lucky.
Why?
Because that hot girl wants you.
Yeah, I know, it's gross.
It's not gross, she's hot. Man, I wish I had your body.
Well, maybe she doesn't like me for my body. Maybe she likes me because of my sexy face.
Cody, your face is not sexy. It has so many craters, now someone wants to land a rover on it.
Ouch.
And your teeth are yellow.
Well, maybe her favorite color's yellow.
No, it's not.
Look, Junior, I think it would be easier for you to get the hot dog... Yeah, thank you, Junior. I got stuck on that line. I think it would be easier for you to get a big hot dog.
Where am I going to get a big hot dog from?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go try to get a big hot dog.
Mm-mm-mm, this looks delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, can you make me something?
No, Junior, I already made your favorite meal, mac and cheese. Now bow down, praise me, kiss the feet I don't have.
I can't eat mac and cheese anymore, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? Why?
Because I want to look like Cody.
Damn! Cody, how did you get like that?
I know. It's a perfectly understandable reaction.
So I want my body to look like Cody, so I can't eat mac and cheese anymore.
Well, I need a body like that. I need to get like him.
Well, then we can't eat mac and cheese, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what do we eat then?
What do we eat, Cody?
I don't know, but you do need a big hot dog.
Yeah, we really need a huge hot dog. Girls like huge hot dogs.
Well, I can cook a huge hot dog. Bam! I got the hot dog. Now, where's the ladies at?
That's a pretty scrawny hot dog. Mine's bigger than that.
Hey, I'm working with what God gave me.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee, girls want big hot dogs.
Well, how big are you supposed to get?
Like 3 times bigger than that.
Bang! Oh, I'll see what I have. Boom! How about that?
Woohoo! That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee, that's a huge hot dog. I'm gonna get all the girls.
Wait, what about me?
All right, Cody, we got the big hot dog. Do you think she'll love me now?
I don't know, Junior. I don't see what she's supposed to be getting out of this.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this big hot dog.
Yeah, the bun's not even that big. It looks like it'd just be messy.
Yeah, I want a normal-sized hot dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, girls are weird. Give me your number so I can FaceTime her and show her the hot dog.
Okay.
Cody! What? Spit it out! Why'd you eat the hot dog?
I'm sorry, Junior. I just can't help myself. Hot dogs are my favorite food. Whenever I see a hot dog, I eat it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so now that I don't have a big hot dog and I don't have abs, the only thing I can have left is money. That's how I get her.
Junior, you'd have to have millions of dollars for a girl to like you.
Yeah, and I can't raise millions of dollars. Okay, there has to be another way to get a body like you, Cody.
Well, we could call a doctor. Maybe there's some kind of surgery he could do.
Yeah, let's call a doctor.
Yeah.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor. Wow, you are gorgeous. Oh, my God. How does somebody even begin to look like you?
Well, that's why I called you, because I want you to help me look like him.
Look like him? No, I don't think I can help you with that. I think God has to give you that. I don't think anyone can help you.
Well, there's no surgery you can do to help me look like that?
Surgery? No, science can't make that happen. What am I going to do, carve you out of marble? No, that's not happening.
Well, is there any medicine you can give me to look like him?
Medicine, huh? All right, kid, let me tell you the story of a guy named Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, he's the guy who landed on the moon.
No, you're thinking of Neil Armstrong. Lance Armstrong was really good at riding bicycles.
Oh, cool.
Except he wasn't. And he won a whole bunch of races in France, except he didn't. You see, because the reason he won all those races is because he was using steroids to make himself stronger and faster. And then, whenever people found out about it, they took away all of his medals and one of his balls.
Well, can I do steroids?
No, the whole point of the story is that you wouldn't want to do steroids.
Well, he got stronger.
Well, it also made his hot dog smaller.
Oh, well, then I can't do that. I need a big hot dog. I'm trying to get a girl.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, so there's nothing you can do?
Well, I mean, my advice would be just do whatever this guy tells you, because whatever he's doing, it's working.
What if he tells me to eat cat poop?
Then I'd be eating cat poop right now if I get to look like that at the end of it. I mean, Jesus, I want to paint you. I mean, you are just incredible. You belong in a museum. I mean, what's it like? Does it feel like you're constantly wearing a suit of armor? I mean, yeah, a little bit. Oh, my God. That is incredible. Oh, you have a good day.
I guess I'm just gonna give up, Cody.
Give up? Give up? Well, don't. Instead, just listen to this song I made for you. You'll be real hunky by the end of it.
Okay.
All right, Ken. Junior wants to get swole like me. I know. I told him it was gonna be hard, but I think he can do it. All right, Ken. Drop us a sick beat, and I'll teach Junior how to be hunky like me. Here we go! Triceps, biceps is how I get 'em. Six-pack weight rack is how I get 'em. Dating dudes by sending nudes is how I get 'em. My hunky bod to call me God is how I get 'em. 10-pound weights, come on, Junior, that ain't nothing. I can lift anything, easy bake oven. You want abs, not labs, better get to working. I've been doing squats, might even catch me twerking. 5,000 push-ups is how I start my morning. Women see my body, and they start swarming. Bench pressing, ranch dressing, I be impressing. Call me teacher, it's time to learn a lesson. Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky. 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 Come on, Junior.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Huh?
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Louder.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Louder.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky. I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Yeah, you are.
I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Me.
I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Hell yeah.
I'm hunky, I'm finally hunky.
Yeah!
Cody, baby, are you here?
Hey, baby.
Ew, where's Cody?
He's not here right now, but check out my hot abs. Aren't I hot?
Ew, no.
Wait, yeah, I'm hot. I have the same body as Cody. You like Cody because of his body, right?
No, I don't like Cody because of his body. I like Cody because his face looks like pizza, and I love pizza.
What? No!
Wakey, wakey, Eric the Viking!
Oh, thank God we actually get breakfast this time.
Nope, but the game master told me there's an odd amount of contestants, so we're gonna play a little mini game called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe to see who's gonna die!
Wait, that doesn't really seem fair.
Too bad! Everyone line up and get ready to play! Alright, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, catch a tiger by his toe! If he hollers, let him go! My mother said to pick the very best one, and you are not it. Hey, that's not fair. That's not the original song. Too bad. Come on, kids. Let's go play another game.
You shot him because he was gay, right?
The VIPs have arrived. Welcome back to the games, gentlemen.
I'm not a gentleman.
Oh, here we go with her woke shit again. Mickey, I told you not to bring her. It was her idea to make the Snow White live action not have midgets in it.
Goofy, how many times do I have to tell you that's not what woke is? Plus, we're done making live actions.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit pissed off because I can't fucking see again because my eye holes don't work.
Goofy, you could have picked a different mask at the mask shop. We spent 3 hours there.
They don't make masks that fit me.
Well, maybe you should have a smaller head.
I don't understand why we even have to wear masks in the first place. We all know who each other are. Sir, can we please take these masks off?
I'm sorry, but in order to place bets, your face must remain covered.
Okay, well, apparently that rule doesn't fucking exist for them. That's clearly Minnie, and that's clearly Goodman.
Goofy, can you just kill me?
I don't know why I can't wear the horse. The horse fits me.
Because Minnie picked the horse first.
She wanted the horse, or so to pick me instead of your mouse pecker.
What was that?
Gentlemen, it's time to place your bets.
I'm gonna bet on the baby.
There's a fucking baby playing? Who allowed that? That's not fair.
Well, I'm gonna bet on the freak with the pencil in his nose.
I'm gonna bet on the little girl.
All right, gentlemen. It's time to watch the second game.
Wait, the second game? What happened to the first game?
Well, the first game happened when you spent 3 hours in a mask shop.
I don't even want to be here. I wanted to go bowling. At least I don't have to wear a mask at bowling.
All right, kids, this next game's called Where's Waldo? Find Waldo within 2 minutes and circle him with your Sharpie, or I'm gonna shoot you in your fucking face!
Found him.
Okay, turn your page. The timer didn't start yet.
But I found him.
Do you want to shot the fucking face?
Oh, my God, are you serious? Found him.
Okay, close your book until the timer starts.
Are you for real?
I will shoot you!
Found him.
All right, ready, set, go!
Dude, what does Waldo look like?
He has a red and white striped shirt.
Oh, so that nigga Santa?
No, he's right there. He looks like that.
Ew, he ugly.
Hey, no talking!
He didn't know what Waldo looked like.
No talking!
thing.
My bad.
We're not horses.
Found him.
All right, well, circle him, damn it.
We're not horses.
This is hard.
Okay, we'll stop talking.
We're not horses.
How am I going to get out of here? Shit. Hey, baby, I have to pee. I have to go pee. I have to pee right now. Do you want me to pee on you? I have to shit. Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, kid, 60 seconds left.
Hey, mister, I already found Waldo on every page, and I found Wenda, and the wizard, and the dog's tail, and Oddlaw.
Close your fucking book and go back to the room.
Well, can I at least eat?
You don't get to eat!
Bro, I cannot find this dude.
We're not horses.
I cannot find him. There's so much water, my eyes are giving out. I can't see anything.
Oh, I found his ass. He thought he could get away from me. Wait. I found him too. Oh, circle.
God, I can't believe I got kicked out of the game.
Hey, Penelope, before you leave, can you help me find him?
Oh my God, he's right there.
Oh, thanks.
All right, everyone, time's up. No more looking at your books. Okay, show me Waldo.
Okay, so what's crazy about this is, like, look at all this water and all these boats. You would think Waldo is on one of the boats.
Stop stalling!
I'm not stalling, but the crazy part and the trickery of this book is the boats are a distraction. All that water is a distraction because Waldo is actually over here in the sand.
Hmm. All right, you pass. Okay, show me Waldo.
Look at his ass hiding behind this nice-ass old lady.
You know what this looks like to me?
What?
A bullet in your skull.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's not Waldo. That's Wenda.
No. He's wearing the red and white stripes. That is Waldo.
No, that's Wenda. This is Waldo, bitch.
What? There's obviously two of them on his damn page.
See you later, Stinky. What?
We're not horses.
All right, you two. I know we ran out of books and you had to steer one, and I feel kind of bad about it. But where's Waldo?
I'm a baby and I shit my diaper.
Well, you're about to be a dead baby with a shitty diaper if you didn't find Waldo. So where's he at?
We're not horses.
Let me see here. Oh, you did find him. I mean, you didn't circle him with your Sharpie, but that's okay. You two passed.
Yes, my son. I mean, the baby moved on.
Oh, baby. Looks like our horses are moving on to the next race.
Well, I didn't get to bet because I don't know if I mentioned this, but I can't fucking see. So I guess I'll just sit here and play with my mouse control and stick a finger in my ass.
Sir, can you please get him another mask?
I'll see what we have in storage.
Oh, we're on time. Yes.
I can't believe that guy wouldn't let us back in with yesterday's tickets. He already knew we were here. It's bullshit.
Elliot was good last time.
Don't tell me about Elliot. Oh, guys, it's starting. Shh. What? What the fuck? This is how it starts? What do you mean he's already been Superman for 3 years? Who starts a movie with text? What is this, fucking Star Wars? And if they're not going to explain the dog, I want to know why he has a dog. I want to see him go to a pet store and buy a super dog. Boo! Boo! This sucks! Boo!
What about you?
Yeah, he's right there. I found him all by myself.
Well, when you say you found him all by yourself, it makes me think you didn't find him all by yourself.
Well, I did.
Okay, you pass! Everyone go back to the room! Yay!
Guys, can we just go save my daughter? Because this is pissing me off.
It's getting good.
Don't tell you. I thought you thought Elliot was good.
It was.
Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about Elliot. Let's just go on the boat and get my daughter. Because this is just pissing me off. Okay?
But we've already paid for the ticket.
Well, I'm paying you $1 million each if my daughter wins. So let's just go.
Okay, everybody. This is the old man that's going to be taking us to the Squid Game Island.
Who's ready to go to the Squid Game Island?
We are! Oh, I thought we were all going to say it like it was like a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Now, before we depart, I just want everyone to remember, I do take a tip. So,
We haven't even pulled off yet.
Yeah, shouldn't we tip you after we're done?
Oh, well, I guess I don't remember how you started the boat. I had so many buttons. I just stupid old man.
Here's $20.
Oh, yeah, I remember how to start the boat.
How convenient.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you do know where this island is, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been there all the time. It's over there.
Oh, great. See, I told you guys we hired the right guy. Come on, take us there.
Oh, no! You hit us at the right thing! And the rigs are too bad to go to Squid Island today!
Look, we don't really care. We're just going there to kill people.
Mm-mm. You cannot go today. You have to go when the storm are over. Too dangerous!
Okay, I guess we'll do this tomorrow. Sorry, guys. Go home. I'm really sorry about that, guys. I mean, what are you going to do, right? You can't control the weather. Well, I should have checked the Weather Channel. That's on me. So you guys want to watch Star Wars?
Hell yeah!
Cheesy!
What's it rated?
What?
What's it rate?
Oh, it's okay, buddy. You're okay with us.
Hey, Boyne.
Oh, shit, that's my wife. Hype me.
How was your shit this morning?
Ooh, she said the S word.
Okay, what'd you have to say that around him? He's very impressionable.
Aw, who's the little baby friend?
What? I'm not a baby, I'm a man. That's a cool dog.
Oh, just look at his little face. Don't
touch my cheek.
He fucking hates when you pinch his
cheek. Oh, my God. I'm going home.
No, don't go
home. Call my mom, try to figure me out.
What? No,
I have an iPod Touch. What's the Wi-Fi password?
I'm not giving you the Wi-Fi password.
Why not?
Because last time you were here, you Googled booby.
I want to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
No, okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, don't. It's okay. Karen.
I'm going to my room.
What? This is my house. He's a grown man, Karen.
Oh, sure, Boyne. So are you going to tell me how Superman was?
Well, did I see Superman? Oh, I'll tell you how it was. It fucking sucked, okay? I didn't watch it. I just kind of looked at the screen in disgust. It was a book, okay? I had to read the fucking thing.
And why aren't you out saving Penelope?
We tried, okay? Vouch for me, guys, right? We tried, right? We got in a boat, and we were going to go out there, and then it started raining with lightning. Yeah.
Boyne, you can be on a boat with lightning!
Well, no, because the Asian old man driving the boat said no.
This is sounding like a lie, Boyne. Are you a fibber?
No, I'm not a fibber, okay? I will save Penelope tomorrow. Tonight, we're going to have a Star Wars movie marathon.
Oh, Star Wars, Boyne? Star Wars? I love that little doggy that goes...
See, Karen, I want to watch it with the boys. I'll tell you what, Karen. You can watch it with us if you can name the black guy with the purple lightsaber.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Wrong. Well, half wrong. But you still can't watch it with us.
But boy, the little robot that goes beep, boop, beep, boop, pop, pop,
Pirate Chuck, can we watch it at your house?
I mean, my house is a pontoon boat.
Oh, well, that's weird. But no, we can't do that. There's lightning. That was the whole problem. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I mean, my wife is currently still there. Sleeping with another man! I mean, we could still go. It's just going to be really awkward.
No, that's okay. I guess you can watch with us.
Yay!
What? You okay?
I clogged the toilet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Boo-boo.
I know you did. I'll get the plan.
Can you wipe me?
Oh, fuck.
What took you guys so long?
Congrats on winning the second game, kid!
That game was really easy. Like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe was harder than Where's Waldo.
You want to play again, Pip?
No.
Okay. Congrats on winning again! If you decide to quit now, the payout split between each of you will be $91 billion!
Touch me.
Wait, $91 billion. I think I speak for all of us when I say we all want to quit.
$91 billion isn't enough! I'm not going to settle for anything less than $100 billion.
Okay, I'll give you $9 billion of mine.
No, you give me all of yours.
Okay, can I keep $1
billion? No.
$1
million? No.
Oh, okay, I want to quit playing.
Well, I want to keep playing.
What? You have $91 billion!
Junior, these games are so easy. I'm going to win it all.
What if the next game's hard?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, Jeff, you want to vote to stop playing, right?
We're not horses.
What does that even mean? Bully, you want to stop playing, right?
Nah, with Penelope helping me, I'll just cheat my way to the top.
You heard that. He just admitted he cheats.
Here you go, sir.
You know what? Not fucking better. In fact, I'd say it's a lot worse.
Goofy, will you please shut the hell up?
That's easy for you to say. You can see.
I'm sorry, sir. In order to proceed to the next game, you'll have to make a bet.
No, what the... Sir, can you come here for a second? Listen, I can't fucking see out of these masks, okay? I understand rules are rules, and you need me to wear a mask, okay? But please, let me take this mask off. Could you please make an exception? Because if I was at the Super Bowl, they wouldn't make me have to wear this shit, okay? I paid good money to be here, and I'd like to see the fucking games.
Sir, you're gonna have to place a bet.
Okay, that one.
Oh, the bully.
Yeah, sure, that one. You read my fucking mind. Hope I pick the winner.
All right, gentlemen. Let's watch the third.
And perfect. I really hope Rose really likes the roses I got her. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to play golf?
Yeah, what do I do?
You got to hit that little white ball into that cup.
All right, I got it. Four.
Who get this? I think you hit Chef Pee-Pee.
Darn.
Jeffy, you almost broke that glass face of flowers.
Well, I'll be more careful this time.
Oh, no, you broke the flower vase.
Let's go check.
What's your parents going to say?
They'll get over it.
You also hit Logan's camera during the scene and broke it. Yeah, the whole scene was out of focus. It kind of ruined it.
Well, you'll get over it.
All right, Rose, check out your roses.
Marvin, what are you talking about?
There were roses just right here. Ah! Someone broke them.
Marvin, who could have done that?
Jeffy!
Four.
Jeffy, get in here. You hit your dad.
Oh.
Marvin, are you okay?
Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Hey, Danny, look, I'm a stripper.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
I'm flossing my butt cheeks on the pole.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
No.
Then where'd you get that golf club behind you?
Who put that there?
And where'd these golf balls come from?
Darn, I guess Tiger Woods was here.
Jeffy, you're gonna grab a vacuum and you're gonna clean up that mess.
I'm sorry, a what?
A vacuum.
What is a vacuum?
Come here, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to clean up this mess?
What am I supposed to do with this big winner, Daddy?
It's a vacuum and you're gonna suck all this up.
Oh, suck me, Daddy.
Jeffy, just suck it up.
All right, Daddy. There, and done.
Good, you cleaned up the entire mess.
That was fun, Daddy.
Well, now you're grounded for breaking it, and you have to eat green beans for dinner.
But I don't like green beans, Daddy.
You have to eat every single bite.
Aww. Hmm.
All right, Jeffy, you have to eat every single one of these green beans.
Oh, no, green beans, ew.
Jeffy, eat it.
All right, Daddy. All right, Daddy, I'm done.
There's no way you ate all those green beans.
Ate all of it, like a girl's booty fresh out the shower.
Well, Jeffy, you're still grounded.
All right, Daddy, I'm going to go have more fun with my vacuum.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's my scrambled eggs?
Oh, wow.
You're sleeping on the job? I can't believe you.
No, I'm not sleeping on the job. I think I got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you would actually lie to my face. You know what? Forget these scrambled eggs. I want you to make me some Jell-O in every single color. Right now. Get to making it.
And done.
Man, that's a lot of Jell-O.
Braxton better be happy with this.
Braxton, your Jell-O's ready. You took them all, Modelo!
Whoops.
No, whoops! You better put it back right now!
I'll see if there's a setting for that.
There better be a setting for that!
It looks like there's a blow setting.
We'll press it!
Alright.
Jeffy! I hate you, Jeffy!
Jeffy, man!
How can I? What? He ate all my Jell-O!
Ooh, he gonna get it now. That's 10 spankings for him!
Sweet!
Aw, look at the little baby Thomas!
Hey, guys, check out my vacuum!
Oh, you got a raccoon? I wanna see!
No, it's a vacuum and it sucks things.
Kinda like Cody's mom.
Ha! You wanna see?
Yeah!
Yeah, dude! Cody's right there!
Wait,
oh, dude, you suck
that
Thomas!
Dude, what is
wrong with you?
Get out of here, give me Thomas.
Yeah, give me my hat, dude, give me my hat, come on!
Thank God I got Thomas back.
Aw, dude, my hat! This is totally disgusting!
Get out of here, Jeffy!
Yes, Graham, dude! Yeah, take your vacuum with you!
Oh man, my face hurts so bad.
Marvin, I popped some popcorn.
How is this gonna help my face?
I don't know, Marvin. I just thought it'd be super cute to watch a movie together and eat some popcorn.
My face hurts.
Well, maybe the movie will distract you from the pain.
I think Jeffy broke my eye sockets.
Jeffy didn't mean to hurt you, Marvin.
Okay, how about Jeffy hits you in the face with a golf ball and see if you're all happy?
Jeffy can't do that, silly. I'm too pretty.
What movie do you want to watch?
I don't know, Marvin, but I would like to listen to something really loud so we can enjoy the new surround sound. I want to hear every word that they're saying. Also, I need subtitles.
You don't need subtitles if the movie's loud.
But I want to read and listen.
But the words take up half the screen.
Marvin, come on, please.
Okay, fine. What movie do you watch?
How about Saving Ryan's Privates?
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, that one!
That's a very violent movie.
Very loud and violent!
Okay.
Louder, Marvin!
But it's already so loud. It's so loud!
What?
It's so loud!
Marvin, I'm trying to watch the movie. You're distracting me!
It's so loud!
I can't hear you, Marvin!
I can't tonight. Oh my God, I'm gonna eat the popcorn! You ate all the popcorn!
What?
You ate all the popcorn!
Marvin, I didn't eat all the popcorn!
The whole bowl was full, I looked over and then it was empty. You ate it!
Marvin, I was watching the movie with you, how could I eat all the popcorn?
I think you wanted the movie really loud so I wouldn't hear you munching.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm not calling you fat, I think you have a sweet tooth for popcorn.
But Marvin, it's a salty snack, not a sweet one!
I just think you're hungry for popcorn!
Marvin, how do I know that you didn't eat all the popcorn?
Because I was watching a dumb movie and getting tinnitus from how loud it was!
I was watching the movie with you!
Just admit you ate the popcorn because you were
hungry! I didn't eat the popcorn!
You were hungry!
What? You were hungry too, that's why I made you popcorn!
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Oh, great! Yeah, run away from your problems, Marvin.
Well, at least I can run because I'm not overweight from eating so much popcorn.
I'm going to my mother's!
Well, make sure there's not a weight limit on the plane ticket.
Hello? Hey, Marvin, what happened to your face? Did a 300-pound girl sit on it? Because last time my face looked like that, that's what happened to me.
No, it was a golf ball.
She's a big bitch.
It was a golf ball.
Anyway, where's your house payment?
Oh, I actually have my house payment this month.
The shock on my face if you magically make your house payment appear in my hand. Abracadabra.
Well, let me go get it.
I'll be waiting.
All right, my house payment was right... What? Hey! What happened to my house payment? It was right here!
Oh, no. Goodman's not gonna believe me. Oh...
What are you doing?
Itching my balls, Marvin. Waiting makes my balls itch. And by the looks of it, you coming back empty-handed, I'm about to scratch my balls clean off my body. Now, where's your house payment?
Well, you see, look, I had it.
Had it. Well, I've had it with you. Smell it!
Well, I'm not smelling it. Well, listen.
Where is your house payment?
Look, I had it, and it disappeared like poof.
Like poof. Like fucking Houdini?
Yeah.
Marvin, you see that car back there? You know what that is? It's a Lamborghini, and you'll never have one, because you can't even pay your own house payment. Now let's go inside and try to find that house payment of yours.
So it was right here?
Yeah, it was right there, and it just went away.
Darn, I hate when that happens.
I promise, I'm not joking. Look, I was so excited to give you the house payment.
I bet you were, and I was so excited to get your house payment, but silly me for believing you.
I'm not lying. Look, I will find the money, and I will pay it to you by tomorrow.
All right, if you don't pay it by tomorrow, then your face is going to look like that, but like 10 times worse, because I'm going to sit on your face. And let me tell you something, Marvin. I don't wipe, and I'm a bouncer. And these steel balls are going to be slapping you in the face the entire time, okay?
Okay.